You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hey, this is DJ Freeze from the Stone Groove family. And when I'm not yelling at howlers in Kailua, I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. What you mean Pipeline Cafe is a BJ Penn gym now?
Hey y'all, step up in this strip club, look like it's popping up in here. Check this shit out.
It's like you're swimming with infinity symmetry. Quick cash for the day is one of your enemies.
Other girls getting jealous, now you're clocking some enemies.
Fuck that. Other niggas hating cause we up in the VIP. Fuck, I guess I'll sip on some Hennessy.
Hey, nigga, let's
damn,
go.
I've been here since tennis three.
Hey, you wanna go upstairs?
What?
We'll go upstairs.
What you gonna do?
Sleep Time's Over, season 7, episode 9?
It is episode 9, yes.
And the name of the episode is?
The name of the episode is we're going from a great Hawaiian last week.
To not a great Hawaiian.
To another great Hawaiian.
there's Hawaiians and then there's Hawaiians.
There's many tiers of Hawaiians, really. Wow. So we're going to be clubbing with the DJ of the year, the Any Kind Award winner. Need
yes.
To remind you.
Yes.
DJ Freeze is here. So we're going to discuss a lot of things. But there's one thing in particular that...
Right.
And I have a surprise for all of you guys regarding
great.
That. I'm going to surprise DJ Freeze on the air.
Wow.
It's going to be a fun surprise.
It's going to be a guest surprise?
No, we already have a guest, bro.
No, another guest surprise?
No. There'll be a lot of surprise. Big surprise.
Big surprise. Okay. Sounds good.
So, yeah, we're high.
DJ Freeze in the house.
DJ Freeze, a good
woo!
Man.
And he's our DJ of the year. Cold DJ of the
correct.
Year.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
So we get to see why. You people out there get to see why he is the DJ of the year.
You get to hear it all.
Right. And you're probably wondering, how do we even compile these?
These awards?
Yeah.
Well, there was a Kid of the Year. There was Politician of the Year.
Yeah.
DJ Compose won that.
Which I got a surprise, too. I'm going to get a politician on this podcast.
Oh, you've been saying that since
1989.
Never mind.
We weren't even born.
We weren't even born. Thanks.
We were born.
That makes me feel good.
That'd be great because I'd be young.
After all
speaking of politicians.
Oh, you're getting now.
We're going to get a politician on this show.
If it ain't Mufi Hanneman, I'm getting out of
but
here.
But Mufi Hanneman too busy doing 107.9, bruh.
He does, yeah. He has a radio show.
Yeah.
He plays like oldies.
He's a good radio voice.
Well, yeah.
But anyway.
Tongan,
not right. New Abercrombie.
Not new? Okay, who? Name the name. I'm tired of you saying you can bring these people on. You can
Donna Mikado Kim, bruh. It's you're coming not, on our bring, show.
You're not bringing any Korean on here, bruh.
Why should I get Korean, bruh?
Kim, yeah. Kim is. Can Kim be Korean or Chinese, yeah?
She's a cop mix or something.
Yeah, everybody's mixing this state.
The most controversial female politician.
Not, how are you bringing Donna Mikado Kim on?
Don't worry, bruh.
See you.
I got dates. I never told you. I forgot to tell you. We're telling you live on
forgot
air.
Forgot to tell me. What about Kaneala Ng? Bring that guy on.
You really bring that guy on? I don't like bring that guy in.
Well, I mean, just to bring someone to talk
never
to.
Never mind that guy.
I want to talk to somebody.
He want to talk to somebody.
Oh,
he want to dance with somebody.
He needs to, I think.
He probably at the club with somebody.
Well, there you go. That's ties in. We be clubbing.
Yeah. So anyway.
DJ Freeze.
So anyway, yeah. I got the ins for that one. We have a date tentatively scheduled. I didn't tell you any of this, but I'm telling you and the people.
I'll buy that for $1 right now.
I ain't buying that. Bro. That's to your drop.
Good call.
All right.
Prove me wrong, bro.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm surprised, but I honestly, I just.
So you better be ready, bro. You better get your P's and Q's and your I's and T's.
You can go and make a Z all you want because I'm saying I don't believe it.
What is going to happen, bro? I show you the text, bro.
The text
she
now.
Text me, bro.
She texts you.
Nah, just joking.
See, this is what I'm saying.
But
I got
legit confirmation.
Legit.
Yeah, legit.
Moving on, bro. That's it.
Weekly recap. What you got, bro?
Oh, you want me to go first? Okay, I'll go first.
Go first. I just got one long, long-winded thing that happened.
You have a thing?
Yeah, you know what happened last week.
Oh.
What am I? My tour, bro.
Oh.
Around the island tour.
Okay.
And all I seen was just tomfoolery.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Let's go with it. Okay, so let's go with last week. Now, your recap took place after the show, basically. Okay.
Yeah, after the show.
Let's fast forward to a day that's called Saturday.
I heard that day's a nice day.
From what I hear, Saturday goes well with some people. Sometimes it doesn't. On Saturday night.
Saturday night.
I didn't want to do the Saturday night, but you did it anyway. Okay. But okay. Saturday night, March 24, as they say. There was a thing, an event, as the kids call it.
Events, yes, the good things.
At a longtime close personal friend of ours,
Encore Saloon. Hey,
shout out Encore Saloon because they were the site, the first annual hip hop time machine.
Wow, you can call Marty McFly.
This might
call
be
Doc and the Dog.
The flux capacitor, bro.
You go in the train with the spaceship legs.
Get to 88.8, whatever the mileage.
Go back to 1994.
That was a good year.
Great year.
And speaking of what was a good time, and this is probably the last time that we're going to say hip-hop time machine. What? The hip-hop time machine.
Oh.
Because we've been plugging this thing and been saying this. I remember, like, oh, hip-hop time machine.
I thought you said there's the last time we've seen it because they're not going to have any more time machine.
No.
Time machine broken, bro.
They need to fix it. They need to maintain it. Yeah. But I'm saying it was maintained clearly.
Nice.
On Saturday
job,
night.
Doc.
DJ Slant was there.
Oh, DJ Slant.
He brought the records. He brought the hand truck. He brought them all.
Like the Camarillos.
All the records were dirty.
Okay.
Popping. Everything. Big things popping. Hey. T.I. wasn't even there.
Wow.
And he was saying things.
Okay.
DJ Apocalypse.
Hey, there he is.
DJ Premier's favorite premiere was there. Every record of DJ Premier you want to know.
Was played.
He played them all. He has them all.
He played triplicate. The remix, bro.
He had all the remixes of all.
Triplicate.
He had in triplicate.
Even though he had two turntables, he had all three.
He had a backup record just in case. Because the record pop, break, backup record. Craig David, DJ Premier Remix. 10 copies, ready to go. So DJ Apocalypse was
there. Yeah, and we had?
His records were the dirtiest. I have to shout out to Apocalypse. You got to clean your records, bro.
And the winner Glide, of the award for the dirtiest records, DJ Apocalypse.
DJ Apocalypse, yes. For real, his records are all jam up, so I don't know what he was doing. Clean them, bro. Paper towel.
Hey, clean your records. I'll put that speed.
But then the person who had the cleanest records.
Oh, hey.
I have to say, that had no popping. I like how we're using that as a stat. DJ Blam,
hey.
He had clean records.
Blamarillo. Blam, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
You got that right.
Straight from the luxurious Kanye.
Yes. Works in Hollywood.
From the luxurious Makiki.
Slancy Makiki, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Apocalypse from the luxurious.
He lives around here in the Macaulay name.
Lower Makiki? I don't
know. What do you call this Lower Makiki?
Macaulay.
Yeah, Macaulay. All right. So,
woo!
I got to say.
I heard good things. What did you? I mean, okay. You win.
I am giving the live reports. Okay. That's what we're doing. So we got there. I got there early. Right?
Of course. Because
I'm old. They're all there doing sound check. They're playing, you know, Pete Rock, CL Smooth.
Ooh, there you go,
Big Daddy Kane. I don't know why, but they're playing this kind of stuff. So I'm like, okay.
88 times instead of straight.
Straight is straight. 89, Tech 9. All this kind
of, okay.
Black Moon. I don't know. It's kind of old foot music. So they're playing all this kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, well, great. And then people are coming in. They're coming in, walking in.
Yep.
And you can tell as the minutes progressed, more people from Central Side.
All right.
Made their way down. People, you know, the first time in downtown since like maybe the 90s, you know.
Oh.
They don't know, you know, they probably was like, Hotel Street. Why are we going to Hotel Street?
Kind of druggies.
Get the Batu over there. Lo and behold, Hotel Street has changed Central Side.
Oh, hipsters.
Oh, can you imagine? Like, they're seeing all these hollies with like plaid shirts. Yeah. And like, they're wondering, what's going
from,
on?
Bro? What happened? North Shore, Utah would drop off everybody.
So exactly. So there was a culture shock, right? And I never seen so many gold chains. Around mix. Central
right,
Side,
bro,
repping
it.
The gold chains, bro, still is in style.
Yes.
As of right now. So I have plenty of guys like that. So at least maybe one out of every four.
Oh.
Had a gold chain.
Hey, that's time machine, bro. Take it back.
Right. Exactly. Bro. So at first I was thinking, okay, is this like, are they dressing for this event? Is it like, are they getting into it?
Right.
I don't think they were.
That was the gold. No, that's West
I think
Side.
This was like, this is how they go out to
that's
CBK.
That's West Side, bro. CBK.
I think that's what they do. So they're all coming in like guys I just would never see in downtown. Because, you know, downtown is a hipster, as you said.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you just, the Filipinos that were there.
Right.
You just don't see that crowd.
Right.
It was packed. It was getting more and more packed, crowded. Half hour, 10 o'clock, 10:30, everybody coming in.
Everybody coming, bro.
And then, of course, the classic thing of hip-hop parties, as you know.
Yeah.
We all standing around. Nobody's doing anything.
That's hip-hop party,
which
though.
Is a hip-hop party, right?
That's
so it's a
hip-hop
party, right? So we're doing that. We're shaking hands. Everybody's shaking hands. Everybody like this.
Was Jamal there? You said shaking hands. Was Jamal there?
I wish he was there. Jamal was not there.
Because he is the shake hands guy.
Yes. Jamal was not.
At one point, he was the kiss guy. He kissed you.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I wasn't quite sure what that was about, but he did do that. But it was just a trip to see, like, all those guys again. Not only that, but the whole mannerisms of an old hip-hop party again, which makes me just wonder, huh? That's really what we did.
That's
you know?
What we did. Oh.
We just stood around, and then we shake hands, and then we say stuff like sound bites to each other, but it's loud, right?
Yeah.
So you can't really hear it. So then we just laugh at everything
because
we don't really know what anyone's saying.
So now you're telling the truth now.
Well, it is. I mean, anybody want to deny that? You guys, you know, you guys do the same thing. So we go into a pocket. Hey,
rah 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 rah
rah rah rah rah rah rah rah rah. Shake his hand.
Hey, Slant, rah, 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 record. Ha, 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 shake his head. I mean, so that, it brought it back.
You didn't feel compelled to jump on?
No.
You have no compel, no, nothing in your DJ bone. No, no planning.
No. Yeah, that's something else.
To be like, oh man, I wish I had my records.
I mean, I would want to play, but I mean, it's not like, I don't want to be like,
you can jump on, bro.
No, I don't want to be like that guy.
Take your records, bro.
No need, bro.
Because you know you could mix every gangsta record that's like 96 BPM all day.
They all have the same BPM.
People are like, oh, okay, this one.
Right.
You don't even need headphones, bro. You're mixing career.
You don't need, right.
You keep it in between like 90 and like 98, right there, you're good.
90, 95, like, you're good. Yeah, you play the whole hour.
You just can just boom and then...
It's the militia.
Wow.
And
it's the militia.
That's all you got to do. But yes, I mean, one part of me felt like playing, but right. I was like, hey.
That's all I want to
do. I still play.
I want to see if you still had it in you.
I still
bro.
Like music.
You know, bring a tear to my eye right now.
I'm still making mixes, yeah. You know, on our Patreon.
Yes.
In case anyone's checked that out, the Patreon account.
Right.
4 mixes a month by us, right?
I'll be uploading another mix tonight.
You upload some. Yeah, so I have to make another mix tonight, actually, as we tape on Wednesday.
Yes.
But yes, I still
maybe
like
we can have guest mixes from guests on our show.
There you go.
Hint.
There you go. I don't know. Somebody over here. Everybody's everywhere. We're going to have the premiere mix with Apocalypse.
Oh, bro. There we go, bro.
Every premiere song ready to go.
I like you slam on every 15 seconds.
Yeah, you could, right?
Bam, 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 bam. Do the G-Dog.
The ultimate. And then you can have G-Dog come on, right? G-Dog got to come on the mic and say something. With the phone man and be like, yeah, thanks for coming out.
We need to get G-Dog on this dang show.
Yeah, we got
to
work
on it. He said he wants to come on. When he's
not
in town.
On the island, yeah.
When he's here, yeah. He said he would come on.
All right. We have
anyway.
Okay, so
what else happened?
Machine, I left at about 10:30.
Okay, early then.
I go early.
Was there girls there?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
But then, here's the thing about the girls, okay? The girls went back in time as well. Like, these girls, like, you don't see these girls dressed out the way they are in downtown.
Hey, that's cool, bro.
So clearly they came in thinking that they were going to go to, you know, Brew Moon. They're going to go to... Venus.
All right, there we go.
They're going to go to Fashion 45.
Oh, I don't know.
Pongo.
Whoa.
Okay. Sorry. Havana.
Oh,
sorry.
There we go, bro.
These girls, they look like they're kind of trying to figure out how to act as well.
Right.
And, of course, everybody stands by the bar, which nowadays you don't do that, but they just stand by the bar.
Right.
So, and then Encore is a hallway, so there's not much thoroughfare
right,
going
like
through.
It's like that, and then it opened up.
Right, so everybody's like, try moving on. So, like, it was... People just didn't know how to act.
No fights, though, that you know of?
Not that I know of. No.
Yeah.
I think there was one guy who, like, didn't get his ID checked or something ridiculous.
But my homie Detroit Ryan outside.
Oh, Detroit Ryan.
Detroit Ryan, he's the designer of the Dilla shirt.
Where's he from? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Actually, originally from Minnesota.
You see?
But he moved to Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
So if you see me looking, like, away, that's the reason why.
Yeah, all right, but they can't see your eyes.
Yeah, they can't see your eyes.
So, leaving early, I have to say it was a success.
Right.
You know, I talked to Brother Frank, and then Brother Frank said all was well. They're trying to do this maybe a quarterly or maybe twice a year party.
Yeah, dude, once a month already, bro.
No, that's a lot of gas, you know, for all these central guys. You gotta drive in, drive out.
Scott.
You cannot, bro. So, you know, save the gas. Maybe in August, I think he was
maybe
saying.
Maybe two months. Let it cook, you know.
We shall see, okay? Can you hold on? It's just transpired, all right? We're going to hold up a little bit. We're going to rest. And then we're going to
rest. You got to sleep.
We're going to take a break.
You're going to take your vitamins.
You never know, right?
Glucosamine, Ensure, Depends.
Sato Hop, whatever you need to do. And then you're going to go in August. Possibly the second annual Hip Hop Time Machine Party.
That's what I want to see.
At? It's going to be starring.
I like that.
I don't know. Oliver Twist.
No, starring Zach Morris on the turntables.
Never mind, bro. I'm not carrying any records.
Hey, I got a question for you real quick. Why are you changing your name on IG, bro?
I figured, okay, well, this
people
is
people asking me what happened to that guy, bro.
No, I haven't gone crazy. No, I'm just like, because it's confusing the people. Like, they're telling me, how come your name is this, and then my name is this on this and this. So I figured, just go with the old name already. That's basically
it. No, that makes sense. Nothing. Go with the old name because you got the fit. Was that the wellness?
Oh, the Healthness Hawaii.
Healthness Hawaii. There you go. So,
because the Fit Sports Guy was just a joke. It was just basically, it was just a playoff Instagram. Because like
before the resurrection of DJ Zach Morris live on a scene.
Well, it's funny though. Okay, this is how social media works. All right, so I'm gonna shout out Omega 6 right now.
Right.
Okay, so Omega 6, he just followed the Sleep Times IG.
Right.
So I saw him on there, Black Japan.
Right.
So I go follow him. with my Fit Sports Guy moniker.
He never said
he didn't follow me back because he didn't know what was going on. So then I changed it. I unfollow him and then follow him again with
and
the Zach.
He followed me right immediately. Yeah, there we go, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's so weird.
Social experiment complete.
Social, yeah. So he immediately followed me back because he now
he's a private guy, bro.
Well, aren't we all private?
He cannot be my friend, bro.
I mean, well, yeah. No one's anyone's friend, really.
Who's wow, friends? That's pretty interesting, though. Who's friends?
No, but it's just so that's why I changed it. So people, in case they're, you know, they don't know who the hell I am, or the people that haven't right. seen me in a while,
right?
They can at least okay, that's, yeah, I remember him.
Well, I didn't know that was you either.
Oh,
when you first jumped on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, who's this guy? I remember you coming back with DJ Liger Woods, which he changes his name every 3 years.
Right.
And I was like, who's this guy? I was like, oh, shoot, that's Zach Morris. Oh, bro.
Right, right. So I did it because just as a joke. And if you're okay, just go with the old DJ Zach Morris. Yeah. So that was
that's
it.
That's good, good.
People
good.
Actually asked you this.
Yeah.
They did not.
Yes, bro.
You tell these guys, never
these guys,
mind.
They care, bro. I want to be anonymous, bro.
That's nice. That's very
they
nice.
They say, what's wrong with that guy, bro? He don't love himself, bro.
Too easy to make a joke there, but.
Okay, anyway.
So that was the...
So good. It was good then.
So overall, I give it a 4 mics.
But you left kind of early though, technically, right?
Yes. For it,
definitely.
Because I knew what was going to happen.
Right.
It's going to get more crowded. People are going to start breaking.
Yeah, I heard it was crowded.
Right. People are going to start breaking. They're going to look at each other, stare at each other. There's going to be somebody with a big flashlight and he's going to make it really bright and then they're going to film it. This isn't our first rodeo.
Right, right, right.
So it would be like shaking hands, and then laughing. That's it.
Well, you're just trying to be antisocial, bro. You know, like see all the old people, bro.
I did see all the old people. You know why? They're early with me. That's why.
But still more old people coming though, bro.
The old people. If an old person is going to this party at 12 o'clock, 12:30, good for you, bro.
Shit, that's the time I was.
Forget
doing,
it. Bro. You're not gonna go no place. Never mind. So it was a good event,
right,
brother Frank? You got it figured out. Shout out to the Moana little contingent.
Oh well, they were basically all the men who in this game.
Well, there's like 5 or 6 of them that helped Frank,
right?
You know, and they're all Moana little because they all went Moana little,
right?
So the Moana little contingent. Yeah, that's all those. I don't know if you know them.
But Frank, back on the scene with the Gangsta League.
Well, it was a free party.
So. Free party is always a good party, bro.
So I hopefully I'm gonna go to Encore tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get the full report.
Oh, nice.
To see how they did, you know, see what goes on there. Okay, so then we go to fast forward to Sunday. Sunday went to Nobu, Honolulu. Okay, Nobu. This place.
Wait, Nobu Honolulu.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Nobu?
Nobu restaurant?
Oh, that's a different. That was a total different restaurant.
You know, can I just say something right
you now? Add on any kind of verbiage, bruh.
Nobu Honolulu is any kind of verbiage?
Like Honolulu. Before you say Nobu.
Because it used to be called Nobu Waikiki.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Okay, Nobu's in Kakaako. Forget
there you
it.
Go, bro.
How about that?
Nobu right? Kakaako, bro.
You know, this coffee's kicking in now, so I'm going to tell you things how it is right now. We went to Nobu because every day from 5 to 7, they have happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
They're starting this happy hour.
Are people really happy?
Who is really? But they're starting a happy hour. Everything, $9, bro.
Oh, wow, bro.
Because usually, as you know, we mentioned before, Nobu, when you walk into the door, you drop $200 on the ground.
Oh,
you throw the money on the ground. That's it, automatic, $200.
Yeah, the Obake coming, take all the money
from
you.
Obake laughing at you. You want to try the tamago? Forget it. So, Nobu is going a different route.
Right.
Happy hour, and this coincides, okay, cheap plug.
Yeah.
April 20th. I humbly will be DJing there.
Hey!
April 420. 20. 420. Go figure. And I don't even smoke. Yeah. But I'm going to be there.
All right.
420.
How did you end up with that?
Because they're starting every Friday, they've been doing happy hour DJs.
Right. Cool.
So I know those guys.
Who's
I
the past four, DJs? Who's the other DJs?
The only one I recognize was Tino.
Okay.
Yeah. But every week, there's a different one. Cool. So that's what the manager wants. So it was like, whatever. So then.
They're like, hey, you DJ?
Well, no, I know the managers already. So then
I know you DJ.
Yeah. So then I happened to be there. I came in to check out the happy hour. So I was talking with them. Okay, well, you know, if you need help with finding your guys, okay, well, come on. April 20th was the next.
Oh, wow.
So like, okay, fill the tax form out. So I'm like, okay.
What's the tax form?
Because nobody pays with cash anymore. Wow. This is all like legit business.
My
W-9, bro.
W-9, never mind. IRS is looking for you, bro.
Exactly. Put them under the table. So April 20th, I will continue to humbly plug to get somebody to show up. I don't know.
People will be there.
I know you're not going to
go. With $9 though, right?
That will entice you to go?
Maybe. Well, I'm working. I'm here.
You always say this. I start at 7 o'clock. You know what time your store closed?
What time does the 7 happy o'clock. Hour end, though?
5 to 7. How about I buy stuff for you?
Put them on the side.
Yeah.
You can't eat food.
Look, I get box for you.
You get box for me.
So,
can you get like 10 of the $9
I get bento. They got plenty of rice there, I tell
you. But you need to be split to 7. I get over there, you pal.
No, I spent 7 to 10.
Oh, 7 to 10.
You all over the place today, bro.
Bro, I got things to say as well.
You can bet. Yeah. So Sunday. Sunday is happy hour. Happy hour is actually good happy hour.
Okay.
And I want to say one final point on Nobu. Nobu is the most local bar in Jawai.
Right.
This is the reason why, okay?
Thank you for
the entire bar staff is local.
Oh, there you go.
Hawaiian local.
What do you mean, like Hawaiian?
Yes.
Oh, Hawaiian. So
cool. Three of them are from Kauai.
Oh, there you go, bro.
Kauai. Usually at these bars, right? All these hipster bars, there's going to be people from the mainland.
Right.
Haoles. This is an all locally staffed bar. Go figure, it's at Nobu. So I implore you. So if you want good local conversation.
So if I come over there after I finish work, bro, I can stand by you behind
you
the DJ
like
booth, bro.
I shake my hand and say stuff.
Stand
like, yeah, you bob your head. And then you put your hand like up like this and do that kind of, yeah.
I'll be that guy.
Yeah, be that guy, yeah.
I'll cruise with you in the booth.
But of course now with the phones, you know, you got to do the IG story.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to show the Serato and then show me.
So where's the, where's the DJ set up in Nobu? Like, where did they, is it like a...
Well, it's a big lounge. It's an outdoor lounge.
Oh, okay, okay.
And,
okay.
You're not going to go. I don't even know when. That's right. You should. No dogs allowed, bro.
No dogs allowed. Oh, bro. Who let the dogs out?
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
well, shoot,
you're not going to go to this. Stop by, bro. I don't even know why I'm bringing
this. Cannot. 420 is doomsday, bro.
The shop closes at 7.
No, MF Doomday. We have the art show and the release of the t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, the art show that day.
That's the MF Doomday.
Okay, well, that eliminates the entire crowd. That's it. Shut it all down already. Might as well put a plug on it. Throw up
after party at Nobu, everybody.
Nobody going anywhere.
Yeah,
okay, so that's Sunday.
Yeah, congratulations, bro. Yeah, you're gigging now.
Yeah,
you're all over the place.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, you're not going to go. Forget it.
Signing W9, W5.
All friends,
bro.
WD-40. RJ-D2s. I don't need any oil. I don't need anything for this. I'm just going to go dry. So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
we're gonna go into this because I want to know what this meant. I had a couple other things left.
Okay.
But I just to, well, real quickly.
Right.
One last little thing, and then we go into your whatever the hell you're going to do.
Well, don't worry about what I'm going to do.
I watched a show on Netflix.
Okay. I was like...
Breaking news, everyone. Okay?
Yeah, I did that too.
Hey, see?
Okay.
See, that's why you have so much in common. So I saw the show. Two people told me to watch this show, and I told them, shut up. But I'm
going
to watch the show. The show is called, you ready? Terrace House.
Oh, I didn't get to watch.
You seen this thing?
Yeah, people...
Okay.
People talk about it, yeah.
It's a bunch of Japanese people living in a house like real world, okay? But there's a catch. The first season was in Japan. I watched a couple of that.
Right.
I said, forget it. This looks like trash. So the second season, they go to Hawaii.
Right.
So they're filming on Hawaii Low Ridge. They get the house.
Wow, all the Japanese.
Three guys, three girls, right? But the kicker is, four of them speak fluent English.
Okay.
Three of them are from America.
Ooh.
And one is from Boston. She's Chinese Haole. She's not even Japanese. Wow. And she's speaking fluent Japanese.
Hmm.
But then these guys are
talk
like...
about crisis.
So it's weird because like they're talking... It's a made-for-Japan show,
right.
Obviously. So they're talking Japan. The subtitle, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to go running? Like, it's all of a sudden they just bust into like English at random times.
You know? Run.
They're like, you know... This is Hawaii Low Ridge. I'm like, what? So is this what Japan programming likes? They like the Hapa people, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they're
like
the mix.
They like the, you know, okay, the whole thing, right? It's like, okay, we're going to get into this. We're going to get into this, the whole Haole people stuff again.
Well, I have something for later.
Oh, okay.
No, but I just was saying this terrace house is very amusing because I didn't think I was going to get into this.
It's like that for almost every Asian culture, right?
Right.
The fair skin, the lighter skin is always the more richer,
right.
More wealthy, the more affluent.
That's like that for a lot of races.
In the Filipino culture, right? Like the light skin is like the Visayans, I think, is the lighter skin Filipinos. Could be wrong.
Okay.
Right? And you got the Igorot, the mountain people. You got the, like, you know.
Wow, this is this is actually a thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know, for real. Like, lighter-skinned Filipinos is, I think, the Visayans.
Okay.
Right, please? Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And in Japanese, right, all the models is all Hapa, mainly.
Yeah.
Well, they're white anyway, because they all use Shiseido all day long, bro. Like,
that's true, yeah. Foundation on top of foundation.
Well, is there even dark Japanese, period?
Yeah, they come to Hawaii, they get tan, they want to go Waikiki, surf.
Surf, they go surf.
They get the store down next to you right here, surfing Waikiki.
Yeah. Did it go like that? Did it go like that on Terrace House? Little mice?
No, because these guys are like local.
Oh.
That's why it's weird. Oh. It's a weird Japanese show. I've never come across.
Why is there a half Haole, half Chinese talking Japanese?
That's what I mean. I don't know.
Well, you're ashamed of China.
Maybe there's no terrace house in China. Maybe there's the Chiang Mai
house. Tea house.
The tea house.
Chiang Mai.
So I watched
Chiang Mai Dynasty house.
Chiang Mai Dynasty. The Shen Dynasty house. Well, I'm 4 episodes in. There's 40 episodes, okay?
Of the Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, 4 episodes. It's amusing so far.
I'm going to drink a 40 weed since watching the 40.
Well, it's funny because there are these 6 comedians who watch this with the studio audience, and they're chiming in. And all they want is to see them all hook up.
Oh.
So, they're just making jokes like, when are they going to have sex? When are they going to have sex? When are they going to have sex? Hurry up.
Oh, wait. Someone did show me the rapper guy.
He has not arrived yet.
Oh, okay. There's a rapper guy, and he sucks.
Oh, well, I haven't seen him yet. These guys go in and out of the house.
I think he rapped at Vizumi, or he rapped at someplace.
88T's.
No, he rapped at Next Door. Bro, he was whack,
yo. Never mind, already rapping Next Door already.
He was whack, bro. I'm just keeping it hip-hop, bro. You can't be thinking to come to Hawaii and rapping like that.
Just go surf.
Just go surf.
Just go Cafe Kaila. Good enough.
No, and I think the rapper guy's like half black, half Japanese.
Oh, okay, well, then...
What, you shame African Americans?
Oh, yeah.
Wakanda forever.
So with that said, Terrace House is on Netflix now.
Bars.
Okay.
Go. Did you like it though?
I'm 4 episodes in. It's amusing.
It's amusing, right?
It's amusing. I would watch it.
No star rankings at all. No mics at all.
Not yet.
No mics.
Because there's only 4 episodes. Yeah, yeah. There's 4 episodes. So when I get the double digit episodes.
36 more episodes.
When I get to the 36th chamber, I'm going to go and...
So I just ruined it for you. Anyway, there's a rapper guy on.
Well, I know that people come in and out of the house.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, because they don't shut them out from the world. Like, the guys are still going to school. They still work. They still do their life.
Okay.
It's not, like, shut out. So, some people have, like, a job opportunity. They have to go or go to school. So, I understand that people are going to come in and out.
Go eat.
You know, and they never come back.
That's true.
Just get that plate lunch and just say, forget it.
I'm out of here. Never mind this house.
Okay, so...
Let's live in a terrace.
Never mind the terrace. Let's go. Let's talk about your... What are you going to talk about? What did you say right now? Go.
The big thing is, so last time we recorded this podcast, right after I shut the shop down in spring break, went back home, took the kids and the wifey around the island, bro. Did the around the island. When was the last time you went around the island?
Oh, that was the 80s.
You weren't even driving.
Oh, I ain't driving around the island.
So we went around the island, stopped at all the tourist spots, okay?
Yeah.
Needless to say. Oh, man, I don't want to do this, bro.
Why not?
Plenty dumb outreach,
shot fired, bro.
No, shots fired. I'm not trying to...
We're both howly, hello.
But I'm like this, dude. You're like that,
well,
right?
Hey, thanks. That's great. I like how you made the hands.
Manhood, yeah.
That's great. Great. Well, I go on dates.
So I go on dates. But the thing, I'm not looking. I am not like out there on my car with a dumb howly meter. No.
Yeah.
It's like in front of me. Like, what the hell? Okay, a couple instances. We went to go take a picture in Kahuku at this place that has these stairs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I set up the camera on the car for the timer.
Yeah.
Right, we go over there. Family picture, bro. You know, we have a family picture. We all off on a weekday.
Right.
Happy times, right? And cool. So we're over there, and there's a shop next to where we're taking a picture.
Yes.
There's a lady that has a kid, okay? So obviously, I set the camera up. She sees me do it. I go, okay, everybody, come on. Doing the whole, come on, everybody, in the picture. Who comes walking out of the store? This little kid, scary little kid. I don't know if I want to post the picture, but... I'll post a picture on... No, I don't know.
It is kind of creepy.
It is creepy. I showed it to you.
For the Halloween episode, you got to post
Halloween, bro. So, basically, I didn't know this kid was there at first.
Right.
So, we get together. And, you can obviously say, wait, come in, hurry up. I'm going to take the picture. Everybody move in. Everybody smile, right? That's just the inferences that someone's taking a picture. Get out of the picture.
Correct.
Who comes walking in this picture? This little Holly boy. And who's watching him walk in the picture? The Holly lady.
Right. Where was she to be from?
Okay, so we take one picture, and I'm like, according to my eye, I see this kid, and he's in my shot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take it again, and I'm going to be a little bit more louder.
Okay,
we need to take the picture again.
Right.
It didn't go there. Setting up the camera. On timer. Everybody smile. Kid stands there. The mom just there. Just watching. Yeah. I was like... Bro, I just saw, like, let's get out of here. Took the picture. The picture looks like a freaking howly ghost in there, bro.
Yes, it does.
I'm not even lying.
What was the shirt? He was wearing a shirt, too. What was the kid's wearing? He was wearing some weird shirt, too. I like the shirt. Like, a howly kid wearing that shirt does not make sense.
But there you go, bro. If that was my kids.
Right.
Yo, get out of the shot.
If I was you, honestly, I would have just said, oh, excuse me, little boy, can try move. kind of a thing, you know, like, because they don't get that kind of subtleties, you know. What the shirt wearing? He's wearing something about like I love my life or something.
What is he? Little boy, big heart.
Little boy, big heart. What parent buys a kid a shirt that says little boy, big heart?
I wish you guys could see it.
It's scary. That's the Halloween. That's the cover for the Halloween episode. That's scary right there.
Little guy, big heart.
Little guy, big heart. Now,
bruh, okay.
Parents, quite frankly.
So I'm just saying, you guys, come on now. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, give the local family a break.
Yeah.
Get the kid by the ear. Put a kid in. Say sorry. Let us take the dang picture.
Right.
One instance, right?
I totally agree.
Second instance, we go down to Bible. Halona blowhole, right?
Yes.
So we're gonna run the island, right? So we're going out to that little cove that's on the side. You gotta walk down there. Go down there. Waves is kind of rough that day, right? So there's this family. Holly family.
Of course.
Obviously not from here. Could have been. The mom and dad are sitting on the rocks.
Okay.
Right? A good 20 plus feet away.
Right.
Their kid is, if you've ever been to that sandy part, the place people swim on the right side of the blowhole. There's like not too much sandy parts, but there's a sandy part. But it's kind of like it comes in through that little cove and it kind of just goes on the sand. Well, if it's calm, you can jump off, you can just whatever. But it wasn't calm. It was pretty nuts, actually. I was scared to even go down there. Just knowing the ocean, right?
Right.
But I was like, nah, if I'm here, we're good. You know, you can just don't turn your back. Typical stuff, right? But they're letting the kids swim by himself. A little girl swim by herself.
Great.
Like just right there. So the waves is coming, bro.
Right.
Coming, like going.
Right.
But this kid's getting, I'm like, at any second, this rogue wave could come and literally swoop them up. And I know they cannot run fast enough. Because they had like a picnic basket. They had like this little, like, I don't know, like a freaking duvet over the rocks.
Hey, right.
Drinking the wine, eating. The
dummies.
What? I was just like, what? From the top, I'm like, what the heck? And then we went down there. I was watching the kid. And my wife's like, well, are you worried? I was like, yeah, I'm worried. Like, what the hell is... I mean, all I
right.
know, what do I do? Like, hey, bro, watch your kid.
Right? You're being the good Samaritan.
No, I was watching the kid. And then one wave came in, boom, and I seen the dad kind of do like a jump.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro.
Well, there you go.
And guess what? He sat back down.
That is now solidified dummy.
So I was just like, bro. And there's other instances of when we went around the kind. And I was just like, why? Like, why? Like,
don't know how to act. Right,
but they're all Holly guys, but
and they don't know how to act. Even more so, like, from the mainland, don't know how to act.
I don't. But the thing, the kuku lady, I think she's probably from there. I'm thinking, I don't know.
Well, maybe just didn't know how they were raised as well, because it all comes down to how you were raised, which teaches you what manners to know and how to act in picture taking, for example. If you see someone take a picture, common sense would tell you get out of the picture.
And if that guy really was an ocean guy, he would respect the water, I think.
Clearly, he was not. Because if you saw the kid...
Laird Hamilton would have his kid over there.
Laird would pull a kid, get out of there.
Laird would be like, get over that movie.
But so clearly, right? But you would see a warning with your kid and see that would happen. You'd pull the kid out and then get out of that situation entirely. Not just go back, sit down.
No, he did a little, and then he sat back up.
See, then that's a dummy.
Line. I was like, what the heck, bro? I said, we got to get out of here.
That's a dummy.
I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to jump in the water, try to save this kid, and I die. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, freak that. Like, it's on you, bro. And I don't think nothing happened because I didn't hear anything. But that was just two instances of like the kookamizers that I've seen going around the island. And just so happens.
Really?
I try not to.
you try hard. But, you know, you with these points you just brought up, you kind of summarized this first segment. Do you know how you did that?
No.
The theme of the first segment is people not knowing how to act.
Don't.
Whether they come from central side to town. Whether they come from the mainland to the beach, whether just Howley in general. See, it's good that we can put these kind of, you know, summations So, yeah, that's all I've got.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, besides, I mean, a good notice, spent time with the family, you know.
Well, yeah.
Did that whole thing.
Are they on spring break again this week?
What's going on? That little break. Oh, my man, Detroit Ryan's here.
Oh,
with gifts.
Detroit.
Oh.
Thank you, thank you.
Detroit Ryan. He delivers, even though it's probably a competing competitor. It's all love in Hawaii name. Machete sandwiches on Kalakaua.
Oh, I heard about that.
I'm not going to lie. Earl, you my man. Justin, you are my man. These sandwiches,
you better watch what you
say. But different sandwiches, though. Different sandwiches.
Is it?
Different sandwiches. But thank you, Detroit Ryan.
I've heard of it. I've never seen.
It's good rap, but two different like styles. Like, you know, Earl's Lachete is like the typical bread. They make their own bread.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just letting you talk your way out of this.
No, talking out of it, bro. But Justin is down, right? He's a hip hop idiot. He understands how it goes, bro. It's like, I know he doesn't eat his sandwiches every day.
Of course not.
There we go, bro.
All right. No, I just wanted to see how you would maneuver your way out.
No maneuvering, bro. All right,
there you go. You just go straight through, bro.
Thank you to Detroit.
Just plow through.
Just jam him through, bro. Leave my kid there in the picture.
Stick it in. Leave it in.
There you go, bro. Leave my kid in the picture right there, everybody. Right there. Look at that freeze. Look at that. Look at what both picture look like.
He's scary.
Scary.
Anyway, go break. Let's go break.
Sleep time's over. We love everybody, man. I love everybody, bro.
Regardless.
Regardless of what cool
regardless of
you
summaries
are.
Or not. Yes. Yeah. Not knowing how to act.
We love Central side.
Central.
We love Windward side.
Windward.
We love Koi Kai side. We love Kahuku.
Korea Moku. Micro Moku.
Micro Moku. We love you all, bro.
Palolo.
Palolo Moku.
Papa Kalea.
Season 7, episode 9.
Yes. We be clubbing with a man coming up next. Yes. DJ Freeze.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
DJ Zach Morris here with your break-even bottle update from Square Barrels. This week, Square Barrels is offering the Laphroaig 25 year, which is normally $128 per shot. Now, they're going to bring this thing all the way down to a 0.5 ounce pour at just $8 per 0.5 ounce pour. That's unreal, right? I don't know how lower it can get than that. Catch, though, first come, first serve basis. So it's available now as of this recording. So as soon as you get this, you get in the car, you're downloading the show, you're listening to the show, you hop on down, Square Barrels, Bishop Square, turn on Alakea, Bishop Square is one way, depending where you're coming from, and you just go in there, plenty of parking. Check this out. This is legit stuff. Don't sleep.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 7, Episode 9.
We be clubbing with the man clubbing. That is joining us right now.
Yeah.
DJ Freeze.
Yeah.
He's here. Freeze. Before we get going, we're going to go a quick one. Shout out. Square Barrels. Shout out to Lowell for saying shout out.
Where's the location, Square Barrels?
Square Barrels on Bishop Square. To get to Bishop Square, turn on Alakea.
Yeah.
You cannot turn on Bishop, one way street. So never mind. Then we have Earl Kaima Key.
Whoa.
A sandwich place.
Shout out.
We have the Honolulu Club.
Hey.
Go figure. Join the bandwagon.
Seventh floor.
The seventh floor lounge.
Yes.
Is you don't have to be a member to be there. You can just go, walk on in, validate the pocket. That's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You
can go in there and make shishi.
You can. Well, eat first. Eat and drink first, then go. Don't just go.
So that could be weird for like an average guy coming off of work, just go over there and eat.
An average guy?
Yeah, average guy.
Everyone's special.
Just because it's one club, yeah.
Like, just because it's one club, right? They think, oh no, we don't like you. Just come on in, hey, it's fine.
Anyway, shout out to our sponsors, Square Barrels, Honolulu Club, Rokaiki, Fitness, Wellness, whatever you call it.
Fitness, Healthness Hawaii.
Healthness Hawaii. You.
Yes.
Great guy.
Hey, thanks. Speaking of great guys.
Oh, here we go.
We have the Any Kind Awards winner, DJ of the Year. He had a great drop on our show talking about UFC Gym. Used to be on Club like that.
Yep.
This man, DJ Freeze, is here.
Hey, from one Hawaii to another Hawaii.
Yes, Hawaiians keep coming. Yo,
thanks for having me, bro. So excited, bro. Wow.
So how did you feel about being voted our DJ of the Year?
I was super surprised, to be honest. Like, I remember the posts going up, and I kept getting tagged in the posts, and I'm like, bro, these guys making mistakes. They must be trying to tag some other thing with Freeze or something. No, for real. Like a week almost, and then I looked real close at the post, and I was like, oh, these guys. I was like, that's me. I had to. Then I go listen and I was like, man, that's so amazing. Cause like, you don't think people are like listening or paying attention sometimes. And like, that meant so much to me. It really kickstarted like my 2018. Cause I'm like, man, if these guys believe in me like that, I gotta keep going. Like, I gotta, like, what can I do? Like, can we? Like,
right, right. Well, I'm glad that we got you to be motivated like that.
No, guarantee.
We like you, bro.
Thank
okay.
you.
Bottom line, okay?
let's keep it straight.
Let's keep it real. Okay?
Yeah, you know.
Can we be like real you. For once in this fake world?
I mean,
world? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're one of a few DJs that can do various types of music.
Yeah.
From like the boom bap underground stuff to the club stuff
right.
to the other kind of club stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's very far and few nowadays.
I think so.
Can
I just,
go digital, can go analog.
I'm blessed that I came up when we came up. That's really what right. it is. You know, we didn't have an option or alternative to what is now. Like, literally, I've done some gigs off my phone and it's a gig, like, and right. I get money.
Wow.
Right.
As opposed to bottoming out my car with as many crates as I could handle coming over Pali. Like, right. I'm right. just, it's just such a different time. So when you come up in that type of environment, you really learn the proper, like, muscle memory and skills. You're not lost in a computer screen.
Right.
You're feeling it and you're intimate with your library. That's what I used to call it. Like, I'm intimate with my record collection. Like, I knew what the sleeve was and the sticker
right.
and, like, just everything about my records, you know. I didn't really mark them, like, as much, but, you know, that's just how it felt. And so now right. you give me digital and it's just kind of brutal because
reprogramming.
No intimacy.
Like, no intimacy. Yes.
Yeah, it just yes. you, and you can kind of see it. You can act, and you can actually more feel it if you're like a yeah. feely type of person, which right. it kind of should be, because as a DJ, to me, it's all about vibes.
Yeah,
and I think that's definitely. Really where I excel, is that I just vibe it every right. time. And I happen to also have a love of music, and so my arsenal is kind of heavy,
right.
right? And that's, it's nothing more or less. People try to make extra.
Right.
I'm just like, nah. I don't know.
Money or anything.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, because the time that you started and the time that you came up was all vinyl. It Serato was slowly making its way through. And then, but when did you start playing out? When was it? Was it the late 90s or what?
Yeah.
Well, what's the arc here?
I graduated high school in 96. So I didn't really know what, like, DJing was until maybe a year or two after.
Yeah.
But then when I just kind of discovered it and it was like presented to me and all of the fun stuff, I just took to it. Like, it really appealed to me, and I had that itch, you know,
yep.
that I had to scratch. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's just something like that where, like, I was that kid who, like, would fall asleep on the turntables practicing,
yep.
wake up drooling, and just, like, back at it, you know. And as we get older, we kind of, like, lose a little bit of that juice.
Yeah,
but I feel like I want to regain that kind of feeling again. And so yep. that's what I've been doing, just, like, 100% all me, let's go. And so when I started, I was maybe 19 years old,
okay.
20 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
20.
And then you moved to the mainland.
I did, yep. So I was here for a few years, you know. I'm born and raised, but as a DJ, me and my crew, shout out Stone Groove Family. Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
G-Dub.
So because of these guys, I mean, a lot of these guys, they had such an eclectic taste in music compared to what we're used to here in Hawaii. Back then, you only had radio, like I-94, you had Radio Free and all
yeah.
that stuff. Like, but if you wasn't plugged in, bro, you were only hearing all of this whatever,
right.
like what everyone listened to kind.
Right.
So when I started hanging out with these cats, oh man, my like just musical.
How'd you link up with them? Remember your first
oh, for sure. I started I learned to DJ at a place called Liquid Surf Den.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
On university.
There we go.
Right.
And so I had a homegirl at the time, and her friend was trying to start a clothing company called Kolohe Girl or something like
okay.
that.
Oh. Okay.
And so she called me up one night and just said, "You want a DJ?" And I'm like, "Huh?" Because I had the CD books.
Oh,
okay.
Like the 300 CD book,
right,
like full.
Right.
So to them, I was the music guy.
Right.
But I'm like, DJ what?
Yeah.
So I sat there like a sliding door moment, like with my CD book open.
Yeah.
And I just was like, what am I going to do? Like, I started writing out like songs I liked and stuff. It just was awkward, you know? And I went there the first time.
They had CDJs.
They had the dual CD deck,
oh,
like
wow.
the kind you still had to like load them.
Yeah.
And, like,
okay.
and then Liquid Surf, then their mixer was like an old, like, I don't even know, bro. Like, and it was mounted like at an angle like this.
Weird.
Wow,
like this, it wasn't the standard how everyone's
style.
Used
oh.
to, yeah. And then the turntables never even have the feet, so they were like CD cases. And
wow.
so I basically learned on that. So it's almost like you're training with like a weight vest on.
Yeah,
jumpsuits.
Yeah. So I learned with all of this weirdness going on,
right.
you know. But I learned off CDs,
wow.
kind of. Like, I just was playing tracks, basically.
Right.
But I don't know what's
going
on.
No mixing, right? Yeah. Those things couldn't mix, right?
No, could, because it was a thing. But I just, I don't know what mixing is at this point. Yeah, I'm just slamming songs. Like, like all the pros do.
There we go.
There we go. And so from that point on, I met a guy who was their DJ, but he never, like, do them no more. So
who's that? Just,
his name was DJ Ire.
Ire, okay.
He was a door guy named Ray. Probably, nice. Y'all probably know him too. Just I don't even.
Convenient.
That's a whole nother story.
Ray.
Yeah. So he one night, it was like a clubby night, and I was doing my CD thing, and we had records at the club, and he just grabbed one and was like, "Okay, you're gonna mix this record in next." And I was like, "Nope." Right. And he said, "If you don't, I'm not gonna teach you anymore."
Wow.
And I was like, "Okay." Huh. Slap him on first. Bruh, I was sold.
Oh, wow.
I've been broke ever since.
You know what record that was?
I kind of do.
Bahaman, who let the dogs?
I mean,
was it a reggae night? Was it a hip hop?
Yeah, was it a reggae night?
No, it was just like a clubbier thing.
It's a liquid surf night.
It's like a local bar right by the university. Right, right. So like, you get guys that came in with their slippers all day. I mean, that kind vibe. So I played some local.
Drop.
Oh, guarantee. That's where like Natural Vibes and like all them like kind of not started, but that's like that was the environment I was in. So I had all this local stuff, but then the next night you'd have a B-boy night.
Right.
For real, with all the old VHS B-boy videos. Right. And of course,
Jamal had nice stuff.
I was just going to say, Butter Jamal.
Yep.
Shout out Jamal, he was there.
He was there, yeah.
He's always there somehow. But yeah, that's it. I just kind of learned. And then after that, I just like... Stone Groove Family, they had like a Friday or a Saturday
at Liquid.
Okay. So when they would come through, I was that dude at the rail while everyone's drinking and potty and everything. I was like, what are they doing? Like glued in, bro. Right. And just like, what you guys need? We can't, like, how I do. But it just was like, he saw something in me, bro. Right. Super cool. Like, he said that. And that's why he, like, invited me like to be around, and like the more I was around, the more I absorbed, the better I got, and like he started putting me on, and then all of a sudden we're doing Pipeline and The Wave, and we're doing Hard Rock Cafe. And Compadres and more but Brew Moon all day. Like if anything I ever pump fist at, man, Brew Moon was dope.
Shout out Brew Moon.
Stories
over there,
bro.
Gosh,
yeah,
too many already.
Too many. Tighter.
You gotta bring next time. You gotta bring Clint on here.
Oh no, I told him that last night. I promise.
He gets stories, million stories.
Well, the scary thing is he gets stories about us. Like our stories, at least I can like filter them. Man, like he has a really good memory.
Nice.
He's got no filter.
That's why we love that dude.
Shout out Clint. He is, what is his official title over there at
Bro, he's the man. That's all I know. Because he does everything. The man. Like I mean, I'm sure he has the actual title, but when you see somebody just do everything.
Yeah, shout out to District.
Shout out District Lounge.
Clitoris.
Yeah. All that. Yeah, the whole crew, like they're just cool people.
OG Architects.
Yep.
OG Architects.
Shout out Architects, man.
Shout out them too, bro. That's why we old. That's why.
Oh my goodness.
So we fast forward to now. You've been in the game. You're now a veteran. You are now that guy.
I think so.
We old already.
Yeah, we old.
What do you see now? Because you're out and about with the clubs.
Yes.
2018. What do you see? What has changed besides the controller game?
Correct.
How's the crowd? What is it same as far as transitions of music? What goes on?
It's so trippy because I moved away for about 12 years. I was in the mainland, and I came home maybe once a year, but nothing enough to like see what's going on. So when I left, I remember everything being more like unity, meaning when you went Pipeline, everybody was there to party.
Right.
Everybody. Like you just had, it was like, and almost all the clubs is that way. Everyone wanted to just come out and like celebrate, party, like all together. And so that was a big one when I moved home, was I literally saw the segregation. Wow. People would be like, you want to go to like the Popolo Club? You want to go to the local spot? You want to go to the Asian? And because that's really how it was. It just was such a weird thing to kind of digest. Because I don't know, maybe everyone's just more comfortable that way now. I don't know, bro. It's like music. It's like music. It's vibes. All of us feel the feelings from the music. So.
And it's still kind
of
this way now, right? There's the Popolo Club.
It feels that way.
There's the Asian club. There's the local club.
Yep. It feels that way. So that was one big type of thing to get used to. Yeah. Another thing was like just the way we DJ now.
Right.
So before, you really had to be the selector. I could only bring out 200 records or however that was, and that's my vibe, right?
Right.
And now everybody get 80,000 songs on their hard drive and can't even play one, bro. It's a trip to me sometimes. So there's a lot of, like we joked earlier, like you just slam songs. So that's when you just drop the song. You're not even like, nah, I'm not going to be creative right now. I just want to play all the slaps. And the audience is what, not is the problem, but it's kind of a part of it all. Meaning if they allow the DJ to just kind of be that way.
Yeah.
Or maybe even demand that of the DJ because everybody's so ADD or ADHD or OCD or CCC, all those things. It's like,
you're exactly right.
They're like, boom, two bars in of the song. They're like, that's my song. The next two bars, they're over their song already, bro. Because they heard it when they woke up and then when they're taking shower and then when they was going to school and then when they was going home and then on the way to the club and then they got to the club and they put their phone in my face and they're like, play this song.
What do you think about that's what I was asking, since you're actively DJing, what about that, like the crowd be trying to become the DJ?
So now in this day and age,
it gets worse and worse.
We live in the Spotify age right now. So so everybody is like a selector now because they found that playlist or however it is, right? Cool, that's right on. Spotify is dope, but you're like, The generation we come from, we were the selector. We were telling the audience what was fire.
Right.
We were. Like, that's why people came to Brew Moon, because nobody played the music we played.
Right.
You had to come, and you could only hear it once a week. Think about that. So how much more precious is music and a song? Right. This is why songs lasted this long on the charts, to be honest. Now it's just disposable. It's 99-cent songs.
No emotion.
And you can play it 1,000 times the day you get it.
It's true.
And be sick of it.
Right.
It's just, you're like, what?
That's a big factor.
When we used to look, a new album's coming out in 3 months. Right. And you're like, everybody's like, 3 months, guys. Counting down. And then it finally came out and Kevin only had 3 copies.
Right.
And you're like, mine, mine.
Like, a certain remix would come out.
No, everything like that. You sometimes you're the only guy who had that song on the aisle, bro. Like, if you were that guy, we didn't have internet. You couldn't order records, you guys. Yeah. Like, you had to either go to the record stores, know the record store guys.
You can't burn them off YouTube.
No, all of that. Yeah. Or you had to get in with radio. Radio guys got records and stuff like that.
Promo.
Yeah, other than that, it was hard to get music. Yeah. And so you had to be about it. That's what I think I get a little nuts about sometimes about the current gen, if we're gonna go back to the, like, what's up with the current gen stuff, you know,
because it takes the emotion out of it, like how we get excited for a remix. You're not gonna see that at all in 2018.
No, not at all.
And
not
that
at all.
Is a big factor of the crowd and of how
because you have people saying, oh, just play it off my phone.
Oh my goodness, man. Like, I've been trying to I shove my phone back in their face. Because it's like, it's instant. It's like, how does that feel, basically? It's weird to come up to somebody. You don't even know my name, bro. Yeah. And then you shoved your phone in my face. Like, what if I just took that and chucked it across the room?
Right.
Am I wrong? I don't know. That's just, it's how it feels sometimes, though, you know?
It's just not know how to act.
Like, what's coming up to the booth. And then another one is, like, everybody's in the DJ booth now.
Yep.
I know this probably has been covered. I ain't even going to go
on. No, we never covered it.
Well, this sounds about an ongoing thing. Yeah. I mean, that's evolved in itself.
So who's in a booth, bro? Usually it used to be the DJs and the fellow DJs.
For the most part, that's how I remembered it. It was just us. And no, once in a while, you got that fly honey come through.
We have a couple girls. We have a friend of a DJ.
Just saying. Yeah. Like, but it was cool. It was low-key. Nobody, like, they knew to respect the space. Maybe that's the best way to... No, maybe that's the way now. Zero respect, my guys. Like,
you're just all on your way.
Oh, they all need to get in there for that pick, bro, or that bid, or whatever it is. It's just like, to be a part of it, cool. But what's funny for me is when I go to certain spots, I actually stay out of it because of that respect. I see all you guys want to be there, so I'm going to be over here then. Even though I deserve... I'm gonna go kick it over there though and enjoy my drink or whatever whatever's going on at that moment. So there's a lot of these little bits that have like really changed the landscape of what we did do, you know. And I was at the lower or the younger end of my crew. So my crew, Stone Groove Family, my homies are just 4 or 5 years older than me.
Right.
So I'm just like on that lower tier, and somehow I've really been able to just like kind of keep going.
Right.
For them.
Were you doing stuff at Newmark as well?
For I did that for 8 years. Okay. I got when I was in California, I got turned on to this opportunity, and
you still see the YouTube video of you demonstrating the Newmark mixer.
Yeah. I'll see which mixer
he's on. He's on. He's still the videos up on YouTube, guys.
Yo,
he's still on. I gotta, DJ Freeze.
I gotta
Here's
say.
Here's how you use them. Nah, you don't talk like that.
Wow. I gotta say though, I do Google it once in a while. I like to see the number because of anything I've done in life, that thing has like 200,000 views. Or something.
Yes.
So to me, this dude from Kailua, literally was cracking up when I had to make the video, and then when I see like the numbers, because I just was like, I'm just like living, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
I think that's why like I'm doing what I'm doing, and like how y'all feel about me. It's just that I'm just living life, like not trying to go extra, really, right? This is just me, and like what's cool about what we get to do as DJs, like I learned. I get to impact so many people at one time. Not many things get to do that. So if you put 100 people in front of me or a million, I will impact them all at one time.
Right.
That's so cool to me.
Yeah.
You can make people just like vibe out and forget whatever is going on, maybe even for like a minute, an hour, whatever. It's so cool to me. I love that exchange of energy, and that's why I do what I do still. Right. Like I shouldn't be in the club. We ain't trying out ages, just saying.
We all did them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Hip hop time machine.
Oh yeah. That's
right. I mean, hell, we plug a time machine.
Oh yeah, so, time machine timer.
No, but you bring up an excellent point of how that's what it should be. You're thinking of people.
Yeah.
The reason you're in this profession is you're servicing.
Correct.
People, it's a customer service position. You love the music. You want people to enjoy what you play.
Correct.
People to get into the vibe of what you play. Right, I think that's lost the respect. Has lost somewhere.
Yeah, that's a big. That's a big word right now.
Something happened.
Respect.
Yeah, thing. Inconsiderate like, and respect is something
correct.
Going on. So yeah, exactly. So with your evolution of professions, your profession has evolved in another way.
Oh my!
Which is really the main event of why
it is though.
We're here. You recently got a new position.
I
Please
did.
Tell us about this.
So I got a new day job. It's pretty cool. As a DJ all this time, you know, I've tried day jobs here and there. Sometimes it doesn't work out. But this one was presented to me by some people, some friends in the industry. So, I mean, I'm gonna always try something, you know?
Right.
I mean, you cannot. I mean, I don't want to have regrets or something. So my homeboy asked me if I wanted to DJ at his work. I said, sure. And so my new day job is at a place called Club 939.
Neat.
The beautiful Hawaii Nei.
Yes.
So just to even, this is how we're going to even start this. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
I didn't even know how to tell my folks. I'm an old dude. I shouldn't even have to, but that's still a thing, right? Like,
of
we
course.
Go back to the respect thing.
Right,
of course.
And
yeah.
like, and all the things, it's still, it's respectable what I do. Just right. saying. It was weird to try to approach them. So I started with my dad.
Oh,
and I was like, you know, real quick, like, Hey, Dad, I got a new job. Oh, what is it? Oh, yeah, I'm working at 939. Hey, that's the best one. I was like,
there we go.
I was like,
once again.
I'm winning. No, like, I already was like, okay, I'm winning. Like, Dad said that's the one.
Wait, but did he know what you're doing there?
Yeah, he knows, like, they only get female dancers.
Right,
so.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it could be like a bar.
Exclusively.
Well, bar,
clean the toilets.
I mean,
you're right.
The cologne guy.
Cologne guy.
Like Jacaro. You're in a
Kuwara.
No, you're right.
But
I mean,
well,
DJ part, like, he just was pumped, you know? And then I, like, told my brother on the side, and he was pumped. Like, and just, no, just because of, like, the opportunity.
Right.
When you actually think about it, it just sounds, you DJ at the strip club, huh? But when I actually got there and, like, started learning the job, it's a job, you guys.
Yeah.
This is, like, a jobby job. And I actually really love that part of it.
Right.
Because I come from a corporate environment. I worked at Newmark, Akai, Alesis, all those guys for 8 years. So everything is structured. Everything is email. Like, don't reply all in that environment, bro, because you don't know where your stuff is going.
Correct.
BCC, what is the other CCs?
CC.
Odyssey. Yeah. Oh, CC.
LCC,
yeah. WCC. Don't reply all, though, yeah.
KCC.
Because I'm off the Hennessy.
Yep.
Hepsi.
And I'm off the CC.
Shout out to Hepsi.
No, don't ever shout out Hepsi.
No shouts, bro.
Well, yeah, wait. Okay. How you take back a shout out?
Out,
enough.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Shot out.
Shot. Shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, so you told your mom.
I did. That was the last person I told, and she was like not like pumped like that, but like she knows like that's what I've been looking for, meaning like a stable job.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. It's just supply and demand. It really is, and it's no different than any other thing that you could do. Like I tried selling cars when I was young, you know, and it's not that different.
So how many? So you're basically living and eating off DJ now.
I am. Like,
that's crazy in Hawaii.
No, I am right now.
You can't say that for much people.
That's fantastic, yeah.
I wasn't doing it up until recently. Right. Like, I would maybe have a gig here or like two in this week or maybe a 1 week look super solid. Yeah. But it really was to the gratitude of my family, bro. Like, I could not do this. With people say that, but I couldn't. I think I would be dead. Yeah. Like, for real, from all kinds of stuff leading just up to me getting back home.
Yeah.
And then trying to tell them, like, give me until I'm this age because I want to do this thing, like, and for them to still believe in you after all this time, you know, and just to know, like, that's what's cool. Like, people don't get that. That's all. I've met a lot of people on my journeys, right? And like that's what's unconditional love. If you guys don't know what it is, I'm just saying, I got it. Like, my family's like that.
Right.
That's why, like, I'm radiating right now because they believed in me so hard. Like, even when you mess up. Like, I'm still messing up, bro. Like, that could be a whole nother show, how much all the ways I mess up. Like, that's the point. Like, being a human being, you're not supposed to be perfect, fool. Like, that's the misconception. If you're thinking you gotta be perfect, that's wrong. You're meant to be human. You're gonna stumble through life and you're learning to be a better human, a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm pretty much doing, but I got the like support to be all like any kind. That's why I won the award.
Exactly.
Cause I literally am any kind, bro. Like,
you're right up on the top of the list.
You're a good any kind.
I am, bro. Top of that list.
Any kind, DJ Free. You're right.
But that you're exactly right. You have that foundation. You have that foundation backing you up. That's going to take you to many different.
Many
gives
things.
You the confidence.
It does.
To
it
take
does.
You to many places. So
it does.
No it's surprise. Amazing.
So you're saying it's more of a job, and why is it more of a job than just DJ?
Well, so
what goes on?
When you like when we would DJ, say like even if you do a special event there and you have your DJ set up, we rip through tracks and all that. Yeah. But when it's a workplace and these girls need to be on a schedule, I have to be there. So I'm the guy who basically writes who's on what stage, and I have to keep them rotated so that it's not stale. And then there's all these other things that happen throughout the shift, like I'm clocking people in. I'm figuring out numbers for them for the end of the night. I'm looking to the back area.
Yeah.
There's other things that are happening. You know, liquor commission is going to be a thing in that environment.
Right.
So there are just a lot of these extra things I have to pay attention to. There's a lot of communication happening between me and like the security and stuff. And it's all about making sure that we showcase the talent the best we can. And you just keep it fresh. And then... where I'm, I think, doing a really good job is, like, I'm the soundtrack for the place.
Right.
And, like, no matter what, you got to have good music.
Yeah.
If you have junk music at a strip club, it's, man, you're not doing it right. You know, and then there's all these real fun songs that you don't usually get to play anywhere else. So, for me, I've had a strippa folder in my iTunes for a very long time. PPAH, strippa.
There we go.
Nice.
And, like, I've thrown just... so many tracks in there that I love and I listen to, but I just don't often have the chance to play.
Play it. Yeah,
and now that I'm doing it, it's so cool. Like some of these songs, like in your head, you're like, oh, I think this would work.
Yeah.
And then you get to see it work and you're like, oh, that worked. Like, I mean, it's just a really interesting environment. It really is. I mean, when you come as a customer, you want it to be an experience, right? The guys are there on purpose.
Yeah.
No one really stumbles into that place. Right. Just saying. So with that in mind, you're like, I try to just help these girls really to get the idea of like what the hustle is, I guess, or what your job is, because it's work, bro. It's not called cruise. It's called work.
Right.
But a lot of them, some of them do come in and just like kind of cruise, and it's kind of weird to me. It's just awkward. Like if a customer walks in and you're sitting there on your phone,
yeah.
Just that, right?
Right.
As opposed to you walk in and somebody's spinning like a
right
whatever on the pole. Right. It's like, that's way cool. You instantly want to get in there or whatever. Right. So I don't know.
So you're the guy. You're
I guess so.
All of this wow. stuff. This just sounds incredible. All it these is. Things you got to deal with, the multitasking.
It's pretty it's intense. Insane. It's pretty intense, and I enjoy that though. It's like just hectic. There's so many things that happen and can just happen, really.
Right.
And I have to adjust on the fly, and that's almost like DJing,
right.
like reading the crowd
right.
and adjusting on the fly. And so because I have that foundation, it just all really lends itself well to what I'm doing. I just kind of crack up sometimes. Like yeah. I say to myself, like, I'm kind of built for this, but
right.
No, but I was, but saying. I didn't like. I wasn't going for it, right?
You're servicing the crowd.
Yeah.
So you guys, was 929 open? Every day.
Every day.
Holidays.
Yeah, I think that's even extra. When
you
it's,
gotta go. Yeah.
And there's
you
other things go. Like Christmas there's day. Other things like you gotta learn like Rimpak is coming to town.
Oh, right, right.
And
right.
those are like so, right, something yeah. like something that I would never care about. Right. Elva.
Right.
All of a sudden it's like Rimpak, and I'm like, yeah. What is that now?
Yo, money, yeah. bro.
They're all on one boat apparently.
Yeah.
Stacking money yeah. apparently. Yeah. So this yeah. is what I'm learning. So there's all these. Or like they had a Lupe Fiasco show.
Right.
So after the show, his entourage showed right. up. Not Lupe, but his entourage showed up. so stuff got like it. That, oh, you know, man. They're just fun little stuff. And there's fun little stories about the place.
Oh, what you say?
Oh, no.
No, can
I play just, I pretty much play a lot of like slap. I just call them slappers, right. but it's like.
Tekashi. You play Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, oh, no. No. No.
Despacito. I play,
No.
Sorry.
No. I could.
Miami bass.
You could.
Do you still play Miami bass?
No, you know what I play instead of that? I'd play Mi Gente.
Oh, really?
That slaps, bro. That works, yeah. Oh, and especially.
That's more, yeah.
So what's off the top of the head, the top three tracks to dance to right now?
I don't think. Oh.
Top of your head.
That boom. I like to dance to?
No, not you.
Oh, the girlies.
Oh, the girl, I don't like to like. Dance, bro.
Not now. Maybe later.
That's a hard one, bro.
Oh, okay.
No, I
top
mean.
Top of your head, just like boom.
What's like a hot one that?
Yeah, the hot.
19
yeah.
time when we played it, it always they automatic.
Like, well, they like that G-Eazy No Limit song.
Okay.
If oh. I hit it one time, yeah. I'm a. Oh. So I mean, they're always like oh, that. Okay. But then I've been just experimenting too. I play some slower stuff. So the owner, he has his ways and what he wants and doesn't want played, which is kind of awkward, right? As the music
right.
player, to look behind you and there's actually a whiteboard behind me with writing on it that says "Do not playlist."
Oh,
and it's I took a picture of it. It's kind of funny.
Huh?
Just so I had it for you know.
Oh, so can I play these songs?
Yeah, but it makes sense. Some
Death
of them
Leopard
like,
pour some sugar
like
on me.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Oh,
like
okay.
No, you yeah, know, you know, like, the, like that makes sense. You're just like,
geez.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that right, either. Yeah. Or like something that just got played so many times, I think, where they're just like ears bleeding. Right, like, right, come right. on, man.
Right.
So now that we have the 80,000 songs in our computers. I love it because I can like do all of these different ideas.
Yeah,
like
they, give, you said, they give you the freedom pretty much to kind of.
So far, yeah. Stuart hasn't said, the owner hasn't said nothing about it. I'm just saying, he says to not play any future, the artist's future.
Interesting.
And
okay.
there's reasons,
oh,
but
okay.
but
okay.
what I do is I just play all the like the low key slaps that oh, he'll okay. never know. Like don't play Mask Off.
Yeah.
Like he'll know what that yeah. is, you know, or right. whatever. His big songs is like don't play those because right. he'll recognize it.
Right.
But then I'll play something that he'll never know.
Right.
And if he ever asks me, I'll just be like, ah, it's Migos or something. Like,
yeah, you're not gonna.
He's not gonna ask.
So with all these things that go on in this place, okay, I have to reveal to you that I myself have never been to a strip club in my life, ever. Okay, so I would like you to humbly convince me.
If you
why
think,
should
you,
I go?
You would think I'm the guy who would say that. Yeah,
yeah I thought I just was wondering if he was like setting me up.
Quiet.
I thought he was setting me up for something.
I told you I had a reveal. I told you I had a reveal.
Okay.
I wanted first to get his thoughts on this.
Okay.
Now, I've never been
okay.
to any
understood?
Of them.
No.
So now, with you being in the position of power that you're in at 939, what would be their selling points to get me in there? Besides you being
no,
there.
No,
the
no,
time
no.
Share.
No yeah, yeah, yeah.
exactly.
And then.
Well, let me put some more. Wait.
What would you tell someone? Okay, first of all, what time they open? Let's go with that.
They open at
they open right now?
Six, oh, no. 6 okay. p.m. I start at 8 p.m.
Is
so
happy
I go,
hour? Like chicken wings on deck?
No. Friday, Saturday, there's a guy that makes stuff to eat.
Really?
Yeah, so I think you could get yourself a quesadilla.
There you go.
Or, you know, whatever other I wouldn't even want to use my hands in that place. And exactly. like after touching stuff and like then No, I wash my hands way more now. For real. It's just like gotta like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know about eating in there actually. Yeah. That's a good point.
So don't come for the food, please.
Okay, yeah.
But I guess what I could say is like this, it's a really cool spot. Meaning I've been to some of the others, you know. I'm not like a guy that goes all the time, but I've been.
Right.
You see how I had to like defend myself right quick?
That's fine.
As I work at one. What?
Right.
Never mind. I go to all of them all the time.
Professional that you are.
Yeah.
So some of the other places are just lower ceilings. Our place has like two stories or something. Good. Like I don't know, I looked up, but it's like this.
Yeah.
And they have like spinning poles. And so some of these girls are just really, really dope. At that part.
Wow. Okay.
So like when they get up there, you literally just kind of pause sometimes because you're like, oh, how is she doing that? Like,
right.
So I like that. There's an artistic side to it as well. Right. You know, boobs, but you know what I mean? We old. So if you really, if you really like, oh my God, boobs, like at our age, then I don't know what to tell you.
That's another thing. What is, that doesn't make me really want to go. It's just like, we're going in there. Okay. Like, we have Pornhub, you know?
No, all that. Okay. I say the same thing. I always tell people, hey, get internet. You know what I mean? It's a different time. Different time nowadays.
You're laughing at us.
Yeah. So, you know, all that. But I guess now a little bit different because like these are all my like friends now and coworkers, girls and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I can be. I've had friends come through recently, and I'm able to get them like a booth, and I take care of them. And then my friends, they'll go over and like cruise with them, and not necessarily expect like monetary donations, I guess. Right. But they're cool. Like so that's my whole thing. I just always want to be cool with people. That's who I am. I always, no matter who you are, bro. I just kind of start off with you 100, and then you can.
So the selling point is you're cool.
Yeah, there pretty much. I mean, they have, now that I play the kind of music that the girls they feel it more, so they do more. You know what I mean? They're feeling it, and when you make someone feel it, that's important. And then I often, way I play music, I get a lot of the customers even dancing. You know what I mean? Because I got that. I know.
Right.
People having fun.
I know what to play and when to play it. That's like some of the most basic rules being a DJ.
So what happens if a customer starts dancing and it's a female?
Well, I mean, let her go. No, she doesn't go on the stage.
No. But what if she starts getting down?
I've heard. I mean, I've only been there 2 weeks, so it's still fresh to me. But right. I mean, I think there were stories. Some girls like will go naked. I mean, I don't think you can because you're not working right?
Yeah.
So I think you gotta tell them, hey, we never like see that anyways. But
right.
But so it happens. But I'm pretty sure like we would stop that quick.
I gotta ask you this then: in just the 2 weeks that you've been there, weirdest thing you've seen thus far?
Weirdest thing. It's gotta be. So I have to go upstairs where they get ready just to check who's around. I gotta do other things and. You might catch someone looking in the mirror to make sure there isn't like toilet paper stuck on their on their butt or their other thing.
Don't want that for the selfie. Yeah,
no. Well, you don't want to be on the stage, I'm sure, like paying customer and then dude's like, hey.
Hey. I'll try this.
And so I mean, that might have been, if that's the weirdest thing, I guess that's the weirdest thing.
Any surprising customers?
Surprising customers.
You're like, can't out anybody. Famous people.
Not famous.
I don't want to out anybody.
Before I even
work. Goofy Hanneman. Yeah.
No, that might be an interesting part to all of this because everybody likes boobs, right?
Right.
So you might actually stumble into some of these cats through the course.
Probably.
Like,
if I do this
like for a year or two, I don't know.
You're gonna see a lot of those.
And I'm like, and then as I'm there, I'll have friends that come through and they're like, hey, tell the owner that we came through just for you and we dropped 900. Yeah. Stuff like that. So it's like, look, I'm bringing business. I'm not an employee who's just taking.
Correct.
And then even at the other night, I do like cash out or whatever. Anyways, I had $1 extra that he would never have known about.
Right.
And I still went over and gave it back to him.
Right.
Because I'm showing you, bro, for $1, even just $1, $1, I'll give it back to you.
It's
that trust. It's all that respect.
Trust and everything.
It's built. People nowadays, they expect, what do they call it? there's a word when they're like entitled.
Millennials. The last 10 years.
Bro, it's crazy how entitled some people like right. just come off or
and
are.
You'd be entitled on an island.
Oh my.
Karma is a bee.
Oh my.
And you don't want to. That's why you play the game right in so just true. An honest way. That's it's only going to be good karma.
That's how it feels, you know. And I get a lot of flack sometimes from people who aren't from here, meaning like they want to do what I do, like be a DJ. So they see you getting on, they see what you're doing, but they don't even know what you're about, where you're from, what you're past. They don't know nothing about nothing. They just see what's happening.
Yeah.
And then they'll want to be on.
Yeah.
Or they'll come up to you and be like, oh, local people are so whatever. Right. Like, they don't support, like, all this stuff. And I just chuckle because I'm like, no, actually, we support each other pretty damn good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's just because you guys are trying to come in and you're doing it in all the wrong ways.
Right.
Correct. And then you're getting butthurt about it. Like,
yeah.
That to me is crazy. That's crazy thinking. Yeah. Like, instead of doing you, killing whatever it is you do, and then we want to work with you because you're just killing it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the mentality that more people should have.
Right.
But no, everyone is like, gimme, gimme.
Right.
Like, gimme, gimme.
Come on the scene. Okay, what are you going to give me
gimme.
Now?
Gimme, yeah. Gimme, yeah. I even got like an IG message from a dude. Like, he literally is saying, hey, I just want to like get people together out here who are really doing it and push the culture. And I'm just like cracking up while I'm reading this thing because I'm like, we've been doing that. Like,
right.
Since
we were kids, we're like, yeah.
Right.
People gotta stop saying that for the culture. You're either above the culture and you're
yeah,
the
don't
culture.
Say for it.
If you're for it, that means you just do it for that time being. You
correct.
Just gotta be
correct.
The culture.
Correct.
Never mind, oh, you're doing it for the culture. F4. Just be the culture.
Yes.
I don't walk around being like, yeah, I'm Cavett. I'm doing it for hip hop.
No.
You see Cavett? Hip hop.
I am IB, bro.
Yo.
I am IB.
Yeah.
There
like
you
that.
Go, bro. De La Soul.
There you
can
go,
you play De La Soul in the club?
Oh, guarantee.
Can you play a De La Soul?
I would play something like Shoomp.
You could probably get away with that. Yeah.
See, it's that. About just picking the like the ones, you know.
It's not bouncy, gonna, it'll work.
Yeah, and I probably won't play Break of Dawn. Maybe at the, I play that at the end, maybe.
Really?
No, I have at the end of the night I get two songs basically because it's like last two. Oh, I'm gonna do my voice then. I want to thank everybody for coming out to Club 939. This is gonna be the last two songs of the evening. Can I get all 939 dancers on stage? Like for real? You just give them like that, and wow. I change them up, and so I get last two songs, and I usually smooth it out. Like I played Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail.
There.
It was pretty awesome, bro.
And that worked.
It's the last two songs. They don't really need to
what
get
about,
on.
Like,
I just kind of play it to song. Like smooth
the
it
80s
out.
80s hair metal band still work.
One of my female bartenders requests pour some sugar on me, but no.
No.
That's played out.
Right? There's like one girl or maybe two that, you know, they like, but when I ask them, you got to tell me what you like.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like,
right.
And then I'll like figure out the rest.
Right.
But you kind of just tell me play rock because I'm not going.
Right.
Exactly.
Not in this day and age.
And
it's about the girls.
God.
Black hole sun. Won't you come? No. Some of the girls might like that because it's slow and kind of like
moody. Well, it's like closing out the club. You play the closing songs that are the mellow ones.
Yes.
You get all the people
correct.
Not rowdy. It's
correct.
The same situation.
No, it is. That's like how we were young doing Pipeline. I remember one time I played Lil Jon Bia Bia.
Okay.
At the end.
Oh.
No.
I don't know if that.
So you guys, by the way, Pipeline Cafe, military people.
Yeah.
Local people.
Right.
Yeah.
Cheap. Alcohol, don't play Bia Bia. Don't play Bia Bia at the end.
Amen to
whole
that.
Mega scraps.
Yep.
Wow.
Yo,
because of you.
Yo, so then that's so. Then I came up with a new thing. I start playing the smooth out stuff.
Yeah.
Because I say I would rather make babies than make bail.
Right.
Correct.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Never heard that one.
And that's always the formula. That's always the closeout formula. You never end with all a bunch of hype.
No.
Never play Annie up and say, good night.
Yeah. Thank y'all for coming out. Boom.
Lights up. So you always gotta play Music Just Friends.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Shade.
Of course. Oh, you know.
Shade.
Oh, Shade is a good one.
Everybody be all happy. Yeah.
After the party, some, was that Coffee Brown?
Okay.
Oh,
at
wow.
the party?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
After
that's
party.
Automatic.
But, you
Lucy
know,
Pearl.
Oh, that whole.
All that kind.
Yo, that Lucy Pearl album was so good.
It's still good, yeah.
So good.
I think they don't make like nothing like that anymore. Huh?
They broke. It was so good. They broke up.
Yeah,
like before that, it even like
it
happened.
Get any better.
Yeah,
it just can't get any better.
It's
than
so
it.
Good.
Shut it down.
So good. We break up.
Shut it all down. Well, you know, I tell you what. There's a guy you know that works at Rock Bottom, another establishment that you know of.
Yes.
A man by the name. He was on our show before.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Corey Love.
Hey,
Corey Love.
I know you know this gentleman. Now he is a proponent of 939. He is an advocate of 939.
Advocate.
He has been saying to me for years, "Yo, man, that's okay. You want to go 939? You want to go 939? I will have to possibly take him up on this.
Wow,
that would be amazing.
To see yourself.
That would be amazing.
With Mr. Love.
Yo. And of course, in the club.
What the heck is going on in there?
We got to make a night of that. Wow. No, like, I don't know if we got to make one flyer for this, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying that would be pretty epic.
Now we kind of film in there. We cannot, right?
Yeah. That would have to be like a whole separate thing.
A whole other paperwork on top of waivers on top of waivers.
I don't know what kind of like credentials I have in that place. So,
well, yeah, nothing to get you in trouble.
We're not going to pull that, but we're going to try to pull that.
Is there like a drink minimum or something? Do they still have that?
No, yeah. Does that happen in strip clubs anymore?
Not that I've seen. I swear they ask them like too fast in my, because I don't like beer, but you know, like, half beer and then like, oh, you like another one? It's like, oh,
got it.
I mean, you keep it moving, but
right.
Shoots, I don't know. That's why I drink what I drink. I drink Hennessy because it's gross, yeah. And it takes a long time to drink it. No.
Burn everything up.
I like
yeah,
that, bro.
No, yeah.
This is gross.
No, when I was a young boy and DJing, people want to be kind, so they're like, hey, you want a drink? And you're like, no. Oh, you want a drink? Nah, my butter. Why? You know, like my drink, like it becomes like offensive to them. No, for real. Like people, you guys don't understand, bro. Like we appreciate it all like that for sure.
Yeah.
But you got to understand sometimes. We like work in. It's like every night too.
Yeah.
So I'm not even trying for drink and I drinking. So when I was young, I was like, how can I get out of this? So I was asked one of the bartenders, what's the most expensive drink? And they said Hennessy. That's so when great. I would tell somebody, buy me a Henny and they see how much it costs.
Right.
They wouldn't buy me another drink again.
Right.
Ah.
Boom.
There you go. So
but
you're
then,
thinking. Same.
But then, but now I just drink Henny. Look at that. Look how that goes.
Go figure.
Go figure.
Let's do it, bro.
Look at that. Look at that.
Okay, but, there's a million questions. I gotta, you know, I'm gonna wrap this one up, but I gotta ask one last one.
Sure.
To end it out.
All right.
The lap dance situation. What is the deal with lap dances? Now, these girls, did they walk on? This is how ignorant I am. This. They're walking on the stage. They get off the stage.
Correct.
They're going into the crowd.
Yes.
And then do they just come up to you and be like, and then how much is that? Or is there a set price? Do you just tip them?
I think so. From what I've seen, because I actually never even like asked them about how that goes down. I literally just have to know when it's happening because it affects my rotation and stuff because now they're out of the loop.
Off the stage.
So it starts like there's no like touching on the floor.
Yep.
Like there's like even a bar around the stages. So essentially the customers can't lean over that bar.
Okay.
I think the girls can probably be like, whatever, like to, you know, to them, maybe minor kind. And then when they're done, they leave the stage and then they go into the customer base and they just pull up. I mean, it's almost like batting average, I guess. You just gotta go and you just take some swings. You know what I mean? And
I mean,
some girls are really good about rejection and some are horrible at it. Like they reject themselves before they even try.
Wow.
You can feel it. It's probably like $20 or something. Okay. I would say maybe 40.
Like,
I don't know. I think it's not like DLC in a video game or something. In-app purchases over here, like.
Oh, nice. Touch ID, bro.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay,
retinal scan, I don't know.
Oh, gosh, wow.
But I've had it where, like, essentially somebody's off rotation and I get the notification. And then when I think they're almost done, they can be like, oh, extension. So I guess there is, but you know what I mean? Like, I seriously don't even know because that's not even my thing,
so
right?
So $20 to get your rocks off. That's not bad.
I mean, if it is 20. Like, play lunches are $10 nowadays. So I'm just saying.
So turn it on. You can go
to play lunch.
Yeah, what you word, bro?
Compared to
you throw it on $20 and you go eat, play lunch, bro.
Thong or play lunch.
You can go, bro, right now. You save up 2 weeks.
Choice.
Boy, it I is. Tell you what.
Well, don't eat that chicken.
Don't eat that chicken.
We're going to make an appearance soon, man.
Please.
So we'd like to thank the DJ of the year for
give
me.
Anything
last minute stuff. Any shout outs?
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to shout out Spells because he said to shout him out.
Oh,
there we go.
For sure. Shout out Spells though, bro. Yes. He's the illest.
He is, bro.
Yeah. I appreciate him for all he does. I mean, everybody. I just want to say, like, thank you. I'm really grateful for where I'm at right now. And I'm supposed to also be doing the G-Eazy show coming up. I get asked
who's
to
that
do...
Show?
I think it's an outside promoter, but it's at Pure.
Okay.
And so there's stuff like that going on and, you know, just, like,
should be packed.
More opportunities, yeah. And now that I have a steady, stable thing, I can be much more selective.
With your opportunities.
Of what right. I, so now if only my Saturday is off,
yeah.
How cool to be able to just fill up your Saturday the whole month with just cool things, yeah. Cool yeah. events, yeah. Or just day off, whatever.
So you work 7 days a week when you're
I work
off?
7 days a week now.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have a day off like last Saturday, but I still went around. Right. I went to like 6-7 spots just to say what's up to people because that's how we do, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, Shout out the artistry homies. Like nobody even knows I do like all that stuff too, like EDM-y stuff. So I am I guess I am that dude. Like I can play almost any kind.
You do it all, man. Yeah.
And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful I get to still do this thing that we love doing as my profession.
Right.
And I'm grateful that I discovered my passion DJing when I was very young. And it's done everything for me. Real talk, you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Real talk. Find your passion. Like mine kind of found me, I guess. But you still gotta like try stuff. You gotta do stuff. Yeah, you gotta figure out to find out what you do and don't like. Don't let someone tell you what you gotta do.
Yeah.
What? What is that? What I gotta do is be the best me, ever. Right.
I might be, bro.
Back to the dealer.
That's it. Let's take a break, but we'll go and thank once again the man, DJ Freeze.
Jeez.
Yes.
Any kind award winner.
Thanks for having me. Hey.
9390. Woo! So to have me there. Waving
Hawaiian
at you.
To another Hawaiian.
Wow, we're gonna,
Hawaiians.
We got this.
Hawaiians, coming for you.
We got this.
There we go. There we go.
Mahalo. That was super fun.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump, where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. 2 singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
Cavity Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 7, episode 9.
We'd like to thank
yeah.
DJ Freeze for joining us.
Yeah.
He had lots of positivity.
Baba exudes aloha.
Aloha.
He's the most aloha DJ.
He's the most aloha guy.
Yeah.
Local, that's why.
It's
a weird situation, these guys. He's a really nice guy that he really knows, you know, he's passionate, wants to help.
Yeah.
Go figure. You don't see that kind of people. You know? You don't see those kind of people.
He was our DJ of the year?
He was DJ. We don't choose any kind of Yahoo.
Nah. As much as we Yahoo it out with the any kind awards, some of them any kind.
But some of them are any kind, but some of them mean they're
real. They're real, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Politician of the Year is DJ Compose.
Yeah.
Because he DJs all the Holly parties. Yeah. He's Filipino.
Yeah.
He knows the game.
He knows how to play the game, bro.
Yes.
He could be the only brown guy in the whole Holly.
Correct.
Thing.
Correct. I believe so.
Does he know that? He's a politician?
Yes, he does.
And he understands our politician, the politician?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told him this. He's like, what? I'm like,
what? And he likes the Lakers, so that's even more Holly.
That's pretty Holly.
Yeah.
So speaking of other Hollies, okay. Let's go as quick. Let's go with this. I know we're a lot of stuff has already been done with
Sleep
the show.
Time's over. Overtime.
Overtime. We're gonna go take time, waste time. I'm gonna go rip these things, and you tell me yay or nay.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I
don't
one.
Beat around the bush.
Yeah, beat the bushes.
All right, let's go. Just happened last night.
DJ Freeze.
Tonight, 9:39. We're just last night. The return. You ever watched Roseanne?
Never watched Roseanne. Okay. I'm glad you're bringing this up, dude.
Okay. I'm just throwing that out there.
Bro, Roseanne is waste time.
That's all we gotta say. See, we're ripping through these.
Bro, who cares? Who in 2018 effing cares about Roseanne?
Well, let me tell you who cares.
Who?
Roseanne's return beat Game of Thrones finale, which was supposedly the highest rated of all time.
Oh, God.
Walking Dead premiere.
Oh, my God.
Roseanne returned. So some yahoos out there are watching this Roseanne show. All I'm saying is, Roseanne, take time, waste time. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, this is what it's about. The same people who voted for Trump are the same people that watched Roseanne.
Okay.
Midwestern, middle America.
Right.
30 plus 40, 50 year olds. right?
Did you watch it back in the day?
No. I watched like a couple episodes because we never have cable.
Oh, well, sorry.
I mean, we have that much channels as it is now. There's no internet. All so you watch, Roseanne was on, so you watched a little bit.
Okay, no.
But that's the same reason why, bro.
Okay, everyone, shut up.
Everybody, you watch Roseanne. Never mind.
Okay, never mind, everybody.
Still subscribe and like.
Portuguese or Portuguese. Right, okay, next one. MLB opening day is tomorrow.
Hey.
Opening day of Major League Baseball.
Right.
You are supposedly an Angels fan of Anaheim.
Bro.
Turn on the
Angels
I-5.
Okay.
Yeah, go to Irvine, go to South Coast Mall, eat at Roscoe's. Yeah.
There's no Roscoe's in Irvine.
See, this is how much you are a fan of the Angels. Yes, there is.
There is
a fan. As a fan, you should know. Roscoe's is not only in Long Beach, but Roscoe's opened up near Disneyland, which is near Irvine.
No, it's not. Disneyland is not near Irvine.
Anaheim is near Irvine, bro.
You're so far away. Oh, in Orange County, that's so far away, dude.
Everything is far away. Everything in Orange County takes 20 minutes, all right? 20 minutes minimum.
Anaheim to Irvine is actually kind of far.
No, it is not. I'm Googling it right now.
Okay, go. Google it.
Google it right now. You are out of your mind.
Yeah. Google it.
You're on your last strands here.
Strands, bro.
There you go. I'm going to look up Irvine Spectrum. That's the famous mall of Irvine. Okay? Spectrum Center, Irvine, California. Here you go. Okay. Again, I'm going to get directions. Directions. From where? I'm going to put Roscoe's Anaheim. Roscoe's Chicken and Robin. R-O-S-C-O-E-S. Okay. South Boulevard, Anaheim.
There you go.
Look at this right here.
Look,
that's walking, bro. Walking. Never mind.
6 hours. Look, see?
21 minutes. There you go.
Oh.
Who wins again? 21 minutes. If we had this camera on, I'd show you right now. 21 minutes. This is walking, bro. 6 hours.
Six
walking.
I told you it's a long time.
Nobody going to be walking. Your lunch.
Everybody walks, bro. That's why they eat Roscoe's, bro.
They need to get out of here. Okay, so.
Is the NLB open?
Do you like baseball?
I do. It's boring watching it. Live is the best.
Okay, right.
That's why I watch one of your highlights.
So you know that means we need to go to Anaheim, and then we're going to go to Irvine, we're going to see the distance. We're going to see it live.
We'll walk 6 hours.
No, renting a car.
Oh. Are you guys going up? You and the wifey?
Probably.
Hey!
We're going to go see Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, nice. Go,
who's pitching this Sunday, he's not looking. He looks horrible.
ACL, MCL, BCL.
Hep C,
LLC.
Hep Q. Ohtani looks horrible.
Awesome.
Okay, next one. Final four. Do you care?
I do care.
Okay, who's going to win it?
Villanova.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, shout out Egg Pickney.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, how about it, huh?
Boston Celtics.
Know? Yes, correct.
Yeah, we do know something about sports.
Egg Pickney, son. So
no Google, baby.
What about Loyola Chicago? What's the deal with this team here?
You know what? I want to pick them. I love underdogs.
Okay.
I don't know much about them. I see them play. They just keep winning. Okay, I want to say one thing, though. The experts, you guys, stop hating already.
Yeah.
Stop saying, oh, they won by
yeah, why is
1 point. Oh, it's a lucky thing. They won by 1 point. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So then what are they going to do about as far as, like, are they favored? Or what's their deal? What's the strength of this team? What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I only seen highlights.
You college guy, bro.
I know, but I never get to watch a full game to really give a good analyst.
Gosh, okay.
Analyst?
Analytical. Analysis.
Oh. But I'm just saying this. All these guys, ESPN, FBN, RBN, yeah.
ABN, RBI Baseball. Yeah, bases
RBI
loaded.
Baseball, bro, Tecmo Baseball. All those guys are saying, but they've only won. They're the only team that made it this far that only won by 1 point every game. Guess what? They won the game.
They won the game.
And they're not supposed to win the game.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. And here's the true winner of games. The U.S. Postal Service is the true winner.
Money for the Postal Service.
That's right. They got packages to be delivered.
There you go. Thank you.
There we go. There's a package. Looks like my new album's in that that package. My new CD. It's called Reflections by somebody.
Okay,
you
got.
Oh, you have a surprise. Okay, as the surprises keep coming. So Final Four, like Loyola is a part of this team, this Final Four. I don't follow this. I thought literally this was Loyola Marymount.
No.
I thought it was like Bo Kimball.
Loyola
and shout
Chicago.
Out Hank Gathers. And look at this. Well, ask and you shall receive, bruh, in the mail, live. The Sleep Time's Over sticker.
No one can see.
You can't see it. I can't put it on the camera because the camera battery died. We got stickers, bruh. Look at this right here.
Paul Freeze, go take them to the girl, put them on the chichi balls.
Bruh, I'm getting aroused right now.
Oh, wait. This podcast is over. I'm out of here. Anyway, so Loyola, I don't know much about. They keep winning.
How do they keep winning? How does that happen?
Okay, and this is a random bunny trail.
All right.
But local sports casting, okay? They said that ESPN guys, like Jay Glazer, like guys like, what is the name of? Yeah, baby, Denver Dennis.
Oh, Vitale?
They said they need to stop broadcasting.
Yeah, you got that right.
The Dick local, Vitale.
No, but Dick Vitale is more personality.
He's oh, yeah, not, he's got more personality.
But they're
yeah.
like, oh, him and he said they started naming all these ESPN guys, okay? Now, this is local sportscasting.
Who's saying this? Who are the local people saying this?
I wrote their names down.
Bobby Curran.
No, not Bobby Curran. See? No, okay, wait. My bad on this. So I had everything down, but I didn't think we were going to cover it. Local broadcasters on 1420 AM said, guys. You know what? They gotta just get Vitale off the radio already, off broadcast. He didn't know what he's talking about. Oh, and Jay Billis. They said Jay Billis. You need to get Jay Billis off. They're calling out Vitale and Billis.
No.
Okay. I was like, I would never do what? What do you, who do you think you are?
What's the point of that?
These guys are experts. They live and breathe basketball.
What's the angle of them saying that they like their voice?
That's what I was tripping out. They said, oh, they don't know. I was like driving into town. I was like, what is this local broadcasting? What, we talk some Yahoo stuff, bro. We talk some pretty zany, any kind. You know, sometimes just plain old dumb.
That's
but we would never go all the way to say like this guy is terrible when he's like the voice of college.
Yeah, there's got to be more to meets the eye.
No, they didn't have no reasons. They're like, oh, you know,
then that don't make
their
sense.
Opinions and their time is up. You know, with NCAA basketball, but Vitale's a voice. He's a personality.
Yeah, he's a personality.
You gotta, baby, diaper daddy, baby. You know,
I'm not a fan of it, but I don't see why we don't need to get him off.
Yeah, and then Jay Billis. How you gonna Jay Billis?
Jay Billis is like, the guy that they have for the NBA draft. Exactly. He's their guy. He's their Mel Kiper.
That's what I mean. Why would you want to get any of these guys on the ESPN?
So you know what? We get rid of Mel Kiper too. Then we get rid of Andy Schefter and all the guys.
So anyway, that's just a side note. But I think Villanova's probably gonna win it.
Okay, Ed Pickney for the win.
Ed Pickney for the win. Yeah.
Good. Okay, next.
Terry Kittles.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yes. Good
Terry
one.
Terry Kittles, right?
Terry Kittles played for the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah.
Kerry Kittles. Yes.
Yeah. Villanova. Okay that's all
from college to the NBA. NBA playoffs is coming up. We got in the power rankings. Let's just go with it. Steph Curry
is injured. First round.
Now. They're saying he's going to be out for the first round. He has a grade 2 sprain. Now, if anybody doesn't know what a grade 2 sprain is, that is a tear, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a sprain. Brada's going to be out for a little bit. You have Klay Thompson is out.
Yeah.
Durant is out.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are speculating that they're just doing this because it's all any kind and they're just trying to rest them for the playoffs.
Yeah.
It seems legit.
You think so?
I think. I'm going to say the gut feeling is it's...
Does the NBA have their own medical... examiners.
Well, yeah.
Kind of each team has theirs.
They have to go through the...
NBA.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe... But at the same time, the NBA is better off resting the Warrior players.
Well, they don't want resting any players.
Right.
They fine teams now for doing
that. Okay.
So this has to be a legitimacy of the injury.
Oh, okay, there you go.
But all I'm saying is Warriors are in second place, second seed.
Yeah.
They're 5 games behind... Your Houston Rockets of Houston.
Not
going to Irvine, not going to Anaheim. Yeah. Rockets of Houston.
There you go.
And right now they're slated to play the Utah Jazz in the first round. The Warriors and Jazz. Jazz not playing around.
They not.
The Jazz not playing around.
Yeah, one guy cannot.
The Jazz are not playing around. Warriors, watch out, bro.
Warriors sweep, bro.
Not sweep, bro. They don't without Curry?
Yeah, sweep.
You watching, you not watching, bro.
I'm not even a huge Warriors fan.
Donovan Mitchell is the truth.
But
okay?
No, bro. Durant, dude.
Joe Ingles.
They will sweep. Joe
All I'm saying is Utah don't play.
But they're going to be playing like little play toy, chew toy, because they're going to get sweep.
All I'm saying right now, Utah don't play, and I'm picking Toronto to go to the NBA Finals.
Wow.
Eastern Conference, Toronto. I think because Boston's got problems.
Yeah,
Kyrie's hurt.
Yeah.
Hayward, we all know what happened to him.
Yeah.
The season ain't going the way it's supposed to for them. Cleveland, falling apart again.
That's true.
Their revamped roster isn't working.
Yeah.
Who else you got left in the East? You know, you got the Wizards. John Wall still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto. You got the Hawaii boy.
I said, bro.
GM.
I said Toronto's going to be the team, bro.
Well, Toronto is going to be in there. Western Conference, I'm not talking about West Conference because I'm too stressed
out. You're stressed out. We need all that hair on
too
stale
stress.
Head.
Yes, that's why I'm wearing my Houston shirt. I'm wearing Houston shirts all the way until the playoffs begin.
Oh, nice.
I got a lot of them. All right?
Obviously.
I got a lot of them. All right, next topic. Here we go. I got this one here, locals. Everybody, listen up. New state report shows wide disparities in income, home ownership by race. Okay.
Oh, here we go. What do I got to get racist for?
57% of Hawaii residents own their homes. Lowest home ownership in the nation.
Okay.
You're a homeowner.
Yes.
Okay. Home ownership was lowest amongst this race. Now, can you guess which race was the lowest home ownership?
Micronesian.
Marshallese.
Hey, yes. Wow. There you go. Obviously, though, because they're the newest of the immigrants to come to Hawaii. You can't expect it.
That's a very nice answer.
So I would love to get an affluent Micronesian in here.
Good luck. Well, we had a Micronesian on here.
Yeah.
We had Jara on here.
Yeah, Jara. I mean,
she's the Chamorro. Pure one?
Yeah.
Guamanian?
No, Guamanian. That's different, bro.
I'm sorry.
You better knock it off.
I don't know the islands. The highest home ownership race is who?
Paolis. No. Japanese, my bad. Ooh, maybe Chinese. Wait a minute.
See? It ain't cut and dry, is it? It isn't cut and dry. You want to find out? 77%.
That's going to say it. I'm going to say it. Japanese, bruh.
You're close. Tomi Village. Okinawans.
Oh.
The Okinawans are the highest ownership.
They broke it to Okinawans.
That means Mr. and Mrs. Tengan. That means Mr. and Mrs. Kanashiro.
Mr. Oshiro.
Miyagi. All of those guys, highest ownership is Okinawa. So, let's break down the keys here. The median age in Hawaii is 38.
Wow.
Japanese are the oldest median age at 44.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the Micronesians are the youngest at 18, bruh.
What is the 18-year-old Micronesian that owns a house?
No, the average age of people that are... that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
So, there's an 18-year-old Micronesian with a house right now.
We want to interview you.
Yep.
I could own a house when I was 18.
How about it, huh?
Well, because 55 people are living in the house.
Guess. About one-third of all Hawaii households have at least one child. Also, about one-third had at least one senior, 65 or older, in the house. So, mom, dad, still living with them. The median household income in Hawaii over the period of 2011-2015 was
$69,550.
Wando was right. 69 up the body is the income for everybody.
We avoided that whole thing for Casimiro.
Not anymore. Yes, we did. Because he said his birthday. I know you guys heard it. He said he was turning 69. You was waiting. He was like crying. He's cringing.
Everybody
huh?
was waiting.
You guys are cringing.
Oh,
are they going to say it? Are they going to say it?
I even thought it quick fast too.
We didn't see it. We did not see it.
Oh,
but
God.
The income is, as the, every week, the number 69 keeps coming in. 69,000. Of the five largest race groups, Filipinos, shout out, had the highest household income. And Native Hawaiians had the lowest income.
Oh, income.
Yes.
But where are the Hawaiians in owning houses?
Okay, that's coming up right here.
Can't even get to go refresh the screen.
It's another chart.
Oh, Hawaiians, we got to work it on it. Come on, my Hawaiian.
Here is the population breakdown of...
Top to bottom. Go ahead.
Top to bottom.
Okay.
43%. Oh, there's 1.4 million people in Hawaii. Which seems kind of low.
That is seems low.
Yeah.
Is it homeowners? No, they can't be made homeowners.
Population estimates of race group. I think this is by the economical...
Wow.
About home ownership, I think. Yes. Okay. 43% of that 1.4 million Haoles, bruh. They are the top. Okay. They're the top ownership race.
Well, I thought it was...
Yeah, so this must be something else because this is a popular... Oh, now we got Melvin Lee showing
okay,
up.
Okay, I don't want to see no Melvin Lee. No.
So this report, it goes all over the place, but it states that Okinawans are the highest home ownership race.
Look at that chart and give us the second one.
So the socioeconomic and housing characteristics of race goes into... another breakdown of the different races, and I'm trying to pull this chart up. It keeps showing me Melvin Lee.
Oh, wow.
Shout out Melvin Lee. She's still alive.
She's still alive.
She's
a little cowgirl, bro.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Okay, so race alone or in combination, that means this is the Hapas.
Okay.
So with the Hapas and all that put together, it is 43% Haoles.
Okay.
Filipinos is next.
Wow.
Then you got the Japanese.
There you go.
22%. Native Hawaiian, 21%.
All right, there we are, bro.
So this chart is kind of wacky. I don't know what Hawaii News is now giving us. It's a population estimates and percentages by race group. So is this population per the entire state of Hawaii?
Oh, maybe.
This can't be home ownership because home ownership is Okinawa.
Yeah. So where's the whole... Okay, so there's 600,000... There's more Haole people here on this island.
Yeah, is that something?
I don't know why. I feel that's skewed.
Is that believable?
When I walk... I'm looking right here.
Yeah.
In front of the store. I see three people.
Right.
Local brother... local sister.
Right.
Filipino, possible this guy is mixed any kind.
Right.
And then this guy's right there, look, Asian, Haole.
Yeah.
So one out of four people was Haole.
Then see?
So I don't know, it's a rough
I'm
one.
Gonna, I'm
know.
Gonna say we have to disagree with this. Yeah. Something's not right. But the average age is 38.
Okay.
That's near us. And then just think the average household income, 69. Up the butt. So what do you make of these numbers? Do these sound legit?
Yeah, that sounds legit. It just seems like there's not that many. But maybe it's Haole's meaning like Hapa.
I would think so. There's a lot of mixed race.
The choke, yeah.
Right. Choke. Do you know how many Okinawans do you know?
I mean, my Japanese is Okinawan.
Are you
Okinawan?
Oh, no one? Oh, no one?
Oshiro.
Oh,
my grandma was Oshiro.
Oshiro is, yeah. Bryson Oshiro. Yeah. You're related to him.
Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
But then my grandpa was Filipino.
So you just cover the gamut.
Yeah, so he's Filipino.
So, okay, well, moving on, what we got?
Well,
never mind the Micronesians. Okay. What we got?
Okay, so I was listening to 8:30 a.m. on the way here, and they're talking about Obama. Oh. He's here doing what Obama does. And they're talking about an Obama statue. And where should it be erected?
Where's that going to be?
You know, and what's crazy is coming here driving in traffic, of the 7 callers I've heard, none of them wanted a statue in Hawaii.
Wow.
Right?
That's sad. Huh?
The majority of them were like, never mind, Obama. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. So if Hawaii doesn't really love Obama, out of my little sample size of 7,
right,
who really likes Obama?
Good question. Punahou?
Punahou loves Obama.
Now, Punahou has
someone said that. Someone said, hey, throw the statue in Punahou.
Yeah, why not?
I said it before. I don't even consider he even, like I said, Obama thinks Hawaii, this is a side salad, bro, everybody.
Right.
He was a Chicago senator.
Right.
He's one of those guys who just went to school here. You know, like, it was cool.
Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, it was cool while it lasted.
Yeah.
But nah.
I agree.
If he was really from Hawaii, he'd retire here. He'd be here now. Because you don't need him in the mainland.
We don't need a statue. We don't need a library.
Yeah. No. Well, they didn't pick the library to be here. Right. So it's one of those, another slap to our face, right?
Well, there shouldn't be a library in 2018 to begin with.
The library should be as big as your phone.
Exactly. Who goes to the library? Just a bunch of homeless people that want to go pee. That's all they're doing. They're not looking at the Dewey Decimal System. So give us a damn about a library.
L25.35.
No one cares.
-4. Okay.
No one cares. The only one that cares is the ghosts and Ghostbusters who take all the cars and throw them up in the air, put all the oil all over the place. No one cares about a library. Nobody cares about Obama's library. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it. Okay, what else?
So no statue then?
No statue.
Yeah,
no,
I would say no statue.
Get out of there. Throw them away.
Obama, throw them away. Not Obama, throw them away. But yeah, throw away a statue.
I'd rather have like a Frank Fosse statue.
Oh, I'd love a Frank Fosse statue. Right?
Or a Kimo Kawano statue.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Kalecki statue.
Yeah, all those guys deserve statues,
He's
bro.
Coming. He's Melvin Lee.
Yeah.
What else you got? Let's go.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, bruh. What else I got?
What else you got?
I think that's all I got.
That's it?
Walking Dead. It's, what do you think? It's gotten better, but it is what it is. Bro. Take time, waste time, Walking Dead.
I take a little time because now you got the garbage lady, all the people mocking.
Yeah.
And the garbage lady would pick up Negan.
Right.
And looking at him like, ooh.
She knocked him out.
Yeah. And then like, why?
That's it.
What's happening now?
That was like 2 episodes ago.
She would go and paint Negan naked or something.
She would touch him. Give him lap dance, bro.
Where they going?
$20. Negan, you get $20 on it.
Get out of here.
Go on. Let me sit on you or what? Let me put something on you. So he's I don't know.
The little coup going on in the Saviors, right?
Yeah. The coup is happening.
But then it's with like Dwight. Dwight's kind of confused.
Dwight is confused, yes. We haven't seen Eugene in the last episode. But then...
So wait, in the comic book, does Negan join up with Rick?
No.
Why
are you spoiling everybody's fun?
The comic book, bro. It's out there for everybody to Google.
That's true. Well, I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. Oh. But it's the show has gone so far off the comic book. Yeah. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Nobody knows what they're doing.
I'm just curious where the garbage lady's taking Negan.
939.
Oh, bro, right there.
There you go. Right. Corey Lowe, let's go. You want to go meet a garbage girl? What are you talking about, man?
She's going to paint your body.
Exactly.
Can you see naked and go paint you?
Right. I'm so hungry, I can eat you.
Just don't take the cat.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, it's not bad. Carl died, everybody. Sorry about that.
All right. Good riddance.
And besides that, I don't know what else. I'm getting kind of emotional, bro. Real quick, I started watching Van Helsing on Netflix.
The vampire.
The one, the chick is like a vampire slayer.
Oh.
I don't know why I started watching it.
You was drinking on it.
No, it's not that good.
Yeah.
But I'm 8 episodes deep.
See, I don't know.
So, no, but this is what I do now. I watch it while I fast forward it.
Okay.
So I subtract all the dialogue.
What?
So you know when they're talking?
Yeah.
I just fast forward.
So how are you keeping up with the show?
Because then I'll stop and then they'll give a little, when a little action happens or... And I just kind
of you don't really know the plot then?
I do know the plot.
You fast forward in the talking. How are you supposed to know what the plot?
I watched 8 episodes full already. Now I'm like, you know what? Fast forward on, bro.
I've seen it all already.
For the good part. For the good part. You know, bro.
Let me tell you this.
You watch the sitcoms and stuff. You watch Roseanne.
I watched it a few times, but I watched Terrace House, bro. And what you need to do is you need to watch the subtitles of Terrace House because they're all over there talking about, let's go to Ala Moana. Let's go to Sif.
Ala Moana Deska.
Waikiki. Work 88Ts. One girl does work at 88Ts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But so she talks full on FOB. But then when she goes to her parents, she's talking, yeah, I don't know what to make of these guys. They're crazy. They're like weird. And she talks like California.
Talk people, watch Terrace House, bro.
You gonna talk. Let's form a group, bro. We
have the first house.
The Terrace House.
You get one Saudi Arabia.
Iron Sheik will be there. Yep. Nikolai Volkov will be there.
You know he's Christian, Nikolai Volkov?
Christian? Yes, he is Christian. Yes.
Shout out to Christian.
America,
God, yeah.
God, number one. Kalihi, number one. USA, get out of here. All right, speaking of getting out, we got to get out of here.
Sleep That's time's it. Over. Cavit the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Shout out to Square Barrels.
Square Barrels.
Shout out to Honolulu Club.
Earl Kaimaki.
Shout out to Earl Kaimaki.
Yes.
Shout out to...
Patreon?
Go over to our Patreon.
Please check out our Patreon, guys. Yeah, I know, you know, everybody's all cheap and all, but can we please? It's to benefit for the show.
Yeah.
It's to get and make, like, we got stickers. We just got stickers.
So now we can give you stickers.
So we can give you stickers. We got a new shirt.
Yeah.
Coming soon. We're gonna have to reorder the other one, too.
Yeah.
But we have mixes on there. Exclusive mixes. You're going to have 4 mixes. There's a tier program.
Yes.
You can subscribe for $3 or up to $20.
Yeah.
And you can get more stuff the more you subscribe a month.
Yeah.
So please, if we humbly ask for your support, please like, subscribe, do all that kind of stuff that they say.
Yes.
Instagram.
A lot of good stuff. On Instagram, on YouTube. Watch the YouTube.
Yes.
Also, check us out on Google Play.
Yes.
iTunes. Stitcher Radio.
Automatic. That's it.
Keep it moving like that. Sleep time's over with a baseball bat. Blah. Ha.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.